Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to town.
Calling all grudge racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. They looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Arthur will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money Texas style beef race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a Bad Cow 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feeding.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Lil Tony.
This is your Michigan Governor and Grudging host, Lil Tony, connecting Michigan grudge racers with the rest of the United States and larger grudge world. Grudge Inc. is the fastest growing grudge talk radio show in the nation. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
So, in Lil Tony's absence, he's running a little behind. We're going to start out with Meatball. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. We had good weather up here this weekend. We can't complain.
Great.
And how about you, people down in the South?
We had a great weekend. I actually went to some bike racing that we had at the zoo this weekend.
Oh, okay. And by the way, happy Easter to you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you to everybody that's listening. Yeah, Lil Tony will be running a little late, but he will be on. I am going to fill in for him. So we're going to get out here. We're going to freestyle. But, you know, it's almost that time. It's getting warm. Our home track up here in Milan opened up, I think, the 6th, if I'm not mistaken. And I guess all the pretty soon all the bullshit can stop. And everybody can get the business. Yep. So, with that saying, do we have? You excited? You are you gonna ever come up here and check us out?
I am. I plan to this summer. I do.
Which event? The Biz event or Lil Tone's event?
I'm not sure yet. I'll make one of them though.
We gonna hold you. We can hold you to that.
Okay.
All right. Do we have anybody in waiting?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of people, actually.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
She coming to my event. What the hell you mean, which event she coming to? She coming to mine.
Hold on, man. Did you say hi to your damn host tonight? I'm the host tonight, damn it.
I don't say hi to some substitute teachers.
You seen the movie Substitute Teacher, didn't you?
When I had substitute teachers,
you might want to check that out, then.
I don't say hi to substitute teachers. Damn it. I'm mad.
Happy Easter, man. I got an Easter basket I'm going to send over there to you, man.
Don't
happy.
Don't send me no paganistic garbage. I don't celebrate Easter. I don't believe in no damn bunnies. I don't believe in no eggs. And I don't believe
in no
chocolate.
Hold on, bitch. Why you don't believe in no damn bunny? Hell, you had a damn rabbit's foot in your damn pocket all damn last year.
I had no rabbit foot. I had a freaking horseshoe. Damn
you had a damn rabbit's foot in your pocket all year. That's how you won.
I had a horseshoe in my back pocket.
Bitch, I don't believe you didn't. Why you didn't hit your music when you come on?
Because it ain't my show.
Hell, you do it every other damn time.
Yeah. Where little Tony at? Damn it. I want to lock him in.
You want to do what?
I want to lock that man in. I got oil pressure, damn it. I got oil pressure heating ahead of us, and I came off the dyno.
Hold on. You might want to watch your mouth, man, because I know one of my neighbor is somewhere listening to this, man. My neighbor Chemo is somewhere listening to this, so
man, you
might want to watch
Chemo,
what you say.
You couldn't pay Chemo to lock me in.
No, I mean, he ain't going to do no locking in, man. He got to make sure he right just like you know when you right.
I ain't been down the track, but I'm ready to lock in.
Well, I guess, you know what, we got to get somebody on here that may want to lock you in, man. Cause
yeah, there you go.
I don't like the way you just came on here, your chest all poked out.
Yeah, I got my chest poked out. I got heat.
You're
going to ask my best friend which event she's going to. She's coming to Chicago.
I just asked the young lady, a question, and then you go, she coming to my event. Like, damn, man, what's up with all that, man?
Yeah. Hey, Audrey, if you want to go and look at some liquor stores and churches on every corner, you go to Detroit.
If you want to look at game banging and winos, you go to Chicago. Hold on, Bill. Since you're the first one that actually pushed your one, but you probably brought your own damn self in. But
no, I didn't. Ask Lady A. I did not.
Biz, you do it any other time, Biz. So it really don't matter. It ain't nothing shocking if you did. It ain't nothing. We ain't surprised, man. But since you got a damn chip on your shoulder, man, who you looking for, man? What you trying to do, man? Because it's getting warm, and I know you're getting ready.
Well, I won't. Actually, me and the North can play all summer. We going down there to Witch Race in like 2 weeks. I just found out Miss Tony Bynes ain't going to be there. Oh, by the way.
Who Tony Bynes' wife ain't going to be there?
Miss Tony Boss Bynes.
Wait a minute. His name is not Tony Boss Bynes. It's Tony Employee Bynes.
Oh. Okay,
yeah. He's not a boss no more. He's an employee.
Okay. I do want to congratulate him. Yesterday he went 3-for-2 at Red Springs over there in Thunder Valley. I want to take my hat off to him. The Dillinger car saved him. He knocked off three cars with the Dillinger. The Gangsta Boo 2 took a loss, and Moneymaker. You know, I'm gonna be more. You want me to tell you something, gangster? this gangster. This is something I tried to do with him before he did this. I told him he'd bring Moneymaker up to Indiana, and I'd take Lil Junior and run him off the trailer. First two cars go down the track. No other cars go down the track. But as soon as them gates open, as soon as they ready to get down the track, me and him could get down. He said he didn't like that, but he took the Gigantor Regal and did that same bet with Gigantor. He's still looking for him. It's sunlight out there, and he got a flashlight, and he's still looking for him. But he did pull down three wins yesterday with two losses. Actual races. I don't know if somebody paid him some punk out or something where he can probably up his win count. But as actual races, he went 3-for-2. And that's
well,
action,
do count. Yeah, that is action. He's getting it in. He do count his punk out bets as wins, which you
right.
should.
Right.
Because, you know, you're gaming. So
you think you should count that as a win?
I don't think you know, that might be a good topic. I don't think you can count that as a win. I mean, you win the money, though, you know, you're winning.
Yeah, you win money, but, you know, I mean, your win and loss record, you know, I guess it is an argument because say if somebody forfeited, say you play basketball and somebody, you know, you need five players and they only show up with four and they forfeit the game, that does go in your win column as a win. And if someone pay the punk out, that is a forfeit. But I don't think you can count that as a win.
But you do win the punk out bet money that you lock in.
But it ain't like winning the whole pot. You just winning just the small money. That shouldn't count as no win.
No, you should count it as a win.
It's considered a TKO money.
What's up, Biz?
Who this?
It's your homeboy. What's up, baby?
What's up, Smitty?
It's the set on
TV. Oh, what up, Smitty?
Chicago taking over?
No, we're not taking over. You know,
hold on, a lot of guys in Detroit.
You know what? Chicago can take over Detroit. I do remember some guys from Arkansas coming up there and taking over the whole city of Detroit. So it is possible.
Biz,
for
Biz.
Somebody, yes.
Yes, man, you can't even set Chicago on fire and pour them on Detroit, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Well,
Meatball, you done lost your mind, man. You need to hush.
If my last name was Chamberlain, I believe I could take over Detroit if I was from Chicago.
They ain't got no money over there, no way.
Oh, they
have
money over there.
Listen, all these Chicagoans on the phone right now, Meatball. You the only Detroit on the line. You better get the
mic. Hey, man, listen, man. Listen, and I'm going to hold it down, too, man. Fuck Chicago.
I heard they were broke.
Yeah,
they took all their money.
Kwame took all the money.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, we going to send Kwame over there with y'all.
No, he ain't welcome. You know, we gangsters in Chicago.
We had one black mayor, and they killed him. They ain't gonna get no vote.
Boy, hold on, man. This is not a goddamn Chicago takeover show, man.
And y'all Pistons gonna get their ass for while they over here.
Yeah,
man,
fuck Chicago.
Yeah.
We winning, goddammit.
Right now, they gonna get their ass for before they leave.
Hey, Biz, tell me, address you as King Biz.
Oh, no, I don't care about them titles.
This little friend ever. From Never Scared, man. Hold on, man. You can't let them come in from Chicago and take over the show. That ain't gonna happen.
Man, I'm telling you, I said fuck Chicago. They ain't gonna take over the show.
That ain't gonna happen. Be a sit back. You and Big Daddy. Y'all sit back because y'all ain't nothing.
Hey, man. We're gonna let y'all have the show. But when we come
over to Martin, Michigan.
Y'all can have the show. But when we come over to Martin, Michigan and Milan, Michigan. That's
y'all ain't
gonna
have them
take
shows.
Over.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Nebo.
Who gonna stop him? Johnny Quick?
Hey, that's Johnny.
Who gonna stop him? Who gonna stop him? Mailman and Bub.
I'm scared, man. I'm never scared.
Who gonna
hold
stop
on, all that shit?
Who gonna
hey,
stop
hold
him?
Hold
Randy
on.
And Young Money.
Nebo, you say Mike, man.
Yeah.
Mike, hold on.
Hold on,
this is a
my sweetie Jimbo.
Hey, Meatball, you say Mike, Meatball.
Hold on. They got the right to talk, man. But they, I mean, listen, it's good that they can be on their chest and the season haven't started.
I'm gonna let Tony
they can
is,
beat
man.
On their chest. They can have their little Superman pajamas on under their suit. They can't have all that shit on. But when it's tough time, man, watch they bow down.
Oh, yeah, ain't no question. Ain't no question.
Man, we ain't bowing down to nobody, man. What's wrong with us?
Man, y'all boys weaker than tap water.
I can't
Hello, me,
hey.
Mom.
Uh-oh.
Talk to me. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there with both hands. I had a question. Could I ask a quick question right quick? Hey, Biz. You said that he got out of there with three wins, Biz. You say?
Yeah, he won three. Yeah. He raced at least five times yesterday, maybe six.
I think it was six because I know the boo boo lost. Moneymaker lost.
That's two.
Moneymaker lost. Did he turn around and he lost to Lethal Weapon too?
He didn't run Lethal Weapon.
They say he ran Lethal Weapon, but what happened was they say it was the wrong tree. The wrong tree. They ran on the wrong tree and they were supposed to run that over, but they were supposed to run that race over today.
Okay, well that means he won three, lost two with another race today. I haven't heard about what he did today. But I know he won three with Dillinger, which is the white Nova, the old DeRuda Nova. So he won three with the Nova. And he lost two with one with
okay.
Boo two and yeah. So he's 3-2 with a pop.
My question to you, Biz.
Uh-huh.
My question to you is this: how can you run on the wrong tree, Biz?
Easy. Derek and Leon raced one time, and it was supposed to be a pro tree, but the power set it up as a regular sportsman tree, where you know you bub, then light green, and it was
right.
Supposed to be bub, light green.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
That's how you run. Or it could be, I doubt they did that. They probably did like a 400 or a 5. It's probably supposed to have been a 400 tree, and they ran on a 500 tree. It's easy to run on a 400 tree. You know,
okay.
Even like with me and Witt race. The tree was right, but the light was wrong. You know,
okay.
now say when we went through there, and say Kenny Boy got out of the gas, and I shot down through there, and I turned on that quarter mile light.
Right.
But he actually beat me to the 8 mile light. You know, that would have been
okay.
that would have been some, you know, by me being, you know, who I am, I was on the 8 mile. That's why I hate standing on at the beginning. I was on the 8 mile. I seen how Kenny Boy got me. So even though the light didn't come on for the 8 mile, it came on in the quarter. It still was the right winner. But you know.
Okay. Should that be a race that be ran over Biz?
If it was close, you could make that argument. But it wasn't close, and I seen it with my own eye. And I'm the one that betted the money. I could have humbled and ran it over, but. You know, why do that? You know, why would I do that to Witt? You know what I'm saying? We said, you know, yeah.
Right.
And the tower, now, honestly, if you're gambling, the tower's supposed to make that right. Because, I mean, not the tower. I shouldn't say that because they was in the wrong. We told them it was an 8 mile race. They didn't do it. But like, if you was at a crap house, And then the house would have to pay that off. But, you know, of course, the tower ain't going to pay no $4,000 off, you know. But, you know.
Right. But I'm asking your opinion. I'm asking your opinion. If y'all get there and the person that lose say we ran on the wrong tree, should y'all rerun that race?
Oh, you got to rerun. Yeah, you got to rerun that. Yes.
The reason I was asking you that was because that's what happened with that race that they said. They say that that's what happened with the other race, and they were supposed to rerun it again today.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I remember when Jimbo and them ran, they ran on the wrong light, too, and they didn't get a chance to re-race there, so that's why I thought
which
I would
one?
Ask that question.
Which one?
The one at Lever.
That wasn't the wrong tree. It wasn't an automatic start. It was a manual start. No, it wasn't the wrong tree. That was a 400 pro tree. It was just a manual start. Soon as you hit that second buck, you got to be ready. If it's on like a automatic start, it's like 7 seconds or 5 seconds.
Okay.
But
right,
on a manual, you know, when a man pushes it, it's whenever he pushes it. You got to be ready. He just got caught sleeping.
Right. So our normal tree that we run on is which one, Biz?
400. 400 pro.
Okay.
400 pro.
I thought I would ask that question. I wanted to know because I was kind of confused about that.
But, Larry, I'm not trying to take over Lil Tony's show. I definitely not.
That's why I asked Meatball first. Would it be okay?
What I'm saying is when we come to Detroit, when we come to Michigan, you know that little blue sign when we're in Indiana and it says welcome to Michigan? When we step over there in Michigan, who should we be scared of? Who should frighten us?
I just want to know, man. Hey, dude, I don't even believe the balls you got today, man. How you gonna come on the show like that? Man, I don't. When Miss Biz where I'm gonna she must have overcooked your chitlins or something for the day, man.
I had a Passover meal today. You know, the same meal that the 12 tribes of Israel ate. I had lamb. I had unleavened bread, you know, but I had a little apple pie, so that, you know, that wasn't part of the meal, but, you know, I got a sweet tooth. But,
well, you know, hey, listen, when Detroit finish with you, you're going to be our apple pie.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Talk to me, man.
Hey, Meatball, I bet y'all wasn't doing what we was doing yesterday.
What was you doing, man, at the, barbecue?
No, we was racing at the racetrack yesterday. What was y'all doing over there?
Oh, man, barbecue.
Oh. It was at the liquor store on 7 Mile.
Grand River.
They was on Puritan.
Oh, man, this boy right here, man. Man, that's where you used to live here, man.
I did. I used to live in Milan. Post office box 1,000. Mile of Michigan, 48160.
But you still wasn't nothing then, though.
I wasn't nothing but a number then.
They do got something going for themselves. The boys out of Ann Arbor, they going to the Final Four.
Kid, I appreciate that. Let's take a moment of silence for the South, Florida, East Coast. Don't come up here playing our sport. Stick to football. Basketball, that's North. That's what we do up here North. So we appreciate the Michigan Wolverines. We want our homeboy kid. He got some Chicago flavor on Michigan, Tim Hardaway Jr. Tim Hardaway is from Chicago, from the Argyle Gardens Ghetto Projects. His son.
Which is still there.
Robinson Jr.?
Yes, sir. Hey, Robinson Jr. from Chicago, too?
Yep.
Oh, hell. That's all Louisiana that in.
Oh, Chicago done took over Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Listen, y'all want to listen to some goddamn, man, and listen, y'all do that on the beer show, man. This is the drama show, man. Goddamn drama show, man. This is where we cut, we threaten people. This ain't the beer show, man, where we are humble.
Hey, I just want them boys down in Florida to know, East Coast, don't come up here playing no basketball. This is what we do. The only reason y'all good at football because y'all can play it all year round. Y'all ain't got no winners, so y'all. But basketball, that's what we do up here. That's what we
do.
Hey,
Biz, man, Detroit, man, we're supposed to have supposed to be a lot of new, I don't know if it's new, but a lot of people supposed to be coming out with some new cars out here, man, for the Grudge Gang.
Hey, I don't care nothing about them.
You don't care nothing about them, man?
Don't care nothing about them.
Man.
Are they nicest cars or boost cars? Because, you know, they're going to say I'm always picking on nicest cars. Are they nicest cars or boost cars?
Both.
Okay. Are the boost cars small blocks?
I don't know as of right now.
Okay. Okay. I might say something stupid.
I don't know if they're
small blocks. I don't even know who
they
is. I might tell them they got a black tire.
Some similar to yours, but I don't know if they little irons or big irons. But they look just as similar to you.
They stock suspension on 28?
I don't know if they don't know 28. I know it's a stock suspension.
Well, me, bro, you can't give out no information because you don't have the facts.
I'm not gonna give no information. I do have the facts, but I ain't gonna get no damn information out to no Chicago.
Oh, well, you know, well, I mean, that's because
you know what's gonna happen.
You know what?
Anyway, what do
y'all know my car?
No.
Y'all know my car. Y'all done seen my car countless times. And I'm supposed to just lock into these ghost cars. If they got 28 slicks on them, man, I'm going to beat their head in. Now, that's what I'm going to say. I don't give a damn if they big blocks. If they got a 28-inch tie and a slick, no radio, I'm going to beat their head in. Now,
man, what do it matter what size tie? Hold on, do it matter what size tie they on now to you, Biz?
If I don't know it, I'm telling you, I'm telling you ghost cars. Now, if I see it, then that's a different story. But I'm talking about ghost cars.
Okay.
You know, that's all. I got to have some type of protection on me.
Oh, okay.
God. Oh.
All right, man. You know,
You know what? I don't care what they got. We got a big block. We got a big block on the motor. They got one and one at Mark, Michigan. I don't care what size tire, what size motor, 15 superchargers on there. They got one and one. We got a big block on the motor.
Okay. Can we pick what size tire y'all on, though?
No.
Nope.
Because I don't care what you got on.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait one goddamn minute. So we can't say that we want y'all on a 28, but then y'all can say y'all want us on a 28. Bitch, come on now, man.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm on the motor.
We don't lock up with no ghost car, man. The door on the 28,
I said the motor.
Out.
I said the motor. I said I'm running on horsepower. Nuts.
Man, listen. If they on a 28, man, come and get his ass down, man.
Now you want me to run it on? No, I can't run on
nuts. We can't lock up with no ghost car, right?
I will.
But you just but you put a stip on it though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm trying.
But I got a power additive. I'm telling you, I don't have a power additive on this car.
Well, maybe this don't got no power additive.
Oh, okay.
Well, I never said it had a power additive.
Tell them put a 1533 on that end if you got no power additive.
Nah, man. 28, man. That's what y'all yelling, ain't y'all?
No, that's for my car.
Who am I speaking with, man?
It's Biz.
Man, we don't have to get Biz, man. Biz ain't nobody. Biz ain't nothing, man.
Nothing. But
Biz
I did something
nothing,
strange
man.
To Randy last year, though.
Why are you so... Who, you have money?
Yes. Now I do it to him again.
Hold on, man. I think I'm going to have to try to get that man on the phone to defend himself, man, because you...
He don't want no more. He don't want no more little junior. That man has had nightmares on that one. He don't want no more little junior.
Man, I don't understand how you just...
Ooh, we've been too hard on meatball them tonight, dude.
Man,
did you believe that? Hey, Larry, did you believe that?
Hey, Larry, that man that played with that computer, the one that computer, he called me.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Man,
he said, Biz is going down.
Uh-oh. Whatever, Biz, man.
He said, it's fire in the hole. It's fire in the hole.
Where is the rest of your Detroit constituents at, man?
Where is Wayne at, man? I got that boy Todd.
Hold on.
Said that he wants to play with Wayne, man. Where is Wayne?
You got who you got to play with him?
Todd. You know who it is.
Todd.
Yeah.
Todd. I'm gonna try to get Wayne on, man.
Get heavy on, man. Get heavy. What up, Wick?
What up, man?
What's going on, baby?
Oh, shit, just listen to y'all talk about shooting and shit. I really got to say something. Like, I was in, when me and Tony was in Lena one time, and the damn quarter mile light came on, like me and you. And mm-hmm. By the way, kids, I think I cut that quarter mile light on that day, too.
You did.
Now, you said you did, but look. Yeah, me and Tony ran in Lena, right? The 7-up car with the junior car. It was just, the quarter mile light came on. And we ran the same EP through the 8 mile. He had a better light than me. I had a better 60-foot than him. I had a better 330. And we ran the same EP, and I had more miles now. But they say he won.
Wow.
Wow.
You got my money.
Ran the same EP.
Not on that one. That's too many variables there, Whit.
Yeah,
and I wanted to run it over, and he was telling me, no, and the guys in the tower, they did the calculation, and they say he won.
How the hell could they do the calculation, because E.T. wins the freaking race? Now, I can understand by him leaving first, but
right.
You out-60'd him, so
right.
You out-330'd him, right?
My 330 was better. Miles an hour was more, but we had the same exact ET.
No. He couldn't have got mine, Wick. I wouldn't have tried to take his, but he couldn't have got mine. No.
Well, it was actually shaking down beside me, and a lot of guys side bit it. Now I was trying to beat him; he was trying to beat me. But we didn't ever bet either. No way.
Oh,
never,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
But I actually wanted to race it over. I wanted to run it right back. And he was telling us, I won. And the guys in the tower said he won. So I just left for the day. That's
how the hell can they know? How can they know?
That's what I kept saying. How you saying he won? We got the same goddamn ET. Well, he had a better light than you. I said, well, my 60-foot might have caught him.
Right.
I said, so I left it at that. That's how he got the win over me with the 7-up car with the junior car.
I don't like humbugging. I don't like humbugging, but Detroit ain't going to do nothing.
Detroit, man, you
stand
out there.
Stand down, man. You ain't going to take off our show today, man.
We got Detroit on lock. We got Detroit on lock. We got Nelson. He comes to Holland Mouth.
Hey, big Brian.
Then you got the Brian, little Brian guy. He's crying. He don't want no action. We'll take the Predator car and fuck Never Scared up and Bad Company up anytime they get ready.
What?
Hey,
hold on.
Man, get every game on the line.
Biz?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry?
Yes?
What's going on, man? First. Before I get down on Biz's ass, let me just tell everybody, I want to wish everybody a happy, safe Easter. Everybody had a good time and all that. What's up, Big Danny? I heard him on the line.
What's going on?
But goddammit, y'all ain't taking over no Detroit talk show. Ain't nobody scared of none of that shit y'all got over there, man. And you know why y'all can't fuck with us in football? Because we really go hard. Y'all can't fuck with us in none of that shit, man.
Hey, man.
Did we just
all I got to say is the Chamberlain brothers. That's all I got to say. The Chamberlain brothers.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got to say.
That's it?
Two country boys in Arkansas came up to Detroit and took the city over. Don't make me
before you even start talking about somebody, get their goddamn name straight. It's the Chambers brother.
Okay. You know what? Hey, they put an impression on your mind. You knew who I was talking about. Yin and Yang.
Hey, we didn't know who you was talking about. We knew who you was trying to talk about.
You knew what I was talking about. Yes.
Hey, hold on. I'm just trying to figure out.
Hey.
My man said that he got a comp for heavy, never scared or bad company. What? How does car fit? What is this car?
Camaro. Big block conventional here with one. The Predator. Yeah, the Predator. We get isolated in Wick.
Everybody's car
took my car out of. Is that Kimo I'm talking to? Yeah. All right, I'm going back home. I like talking to people who got to make a move. Damn, been talking to you. Shit. I knew it had to be some motherfucker that didn't raise some Happy Easter and all that shit.
Hey, no, actually, that was me that said that.
That was me that
was telling all the boys that beat, but down on y'all ass, we don't go, man. Y'all ain't taking over the damn show, man.
I can't wait. He told the men on East Egg Hunt today, probably.
I need the marshmallow to drop this year.
They ain't getting their quota.
Somebody on the speakerphone, man. Yeah, mute your mic or take us off the speakerphone. Somebody got us on.
Hey, Kimo, you got all pressure yet?
I was talking with Johnny.
Not yet, man. We're gonna take King Kong and run up in your ass, boy. Sub-Zero, his car called Sub-Zero. We're gonna Sub-Zero that motherfucker.
Hey, Meatball, Biz, Larry, how y'all doing, this dog, man?
All right,
hey, dog. Hey, man, not trying to run y'all show. But Larry come up with some good questions that y'all need to. Now, I ain't trying to tell you how to run this show, but I think you need to address this. And since we're doing all these traveling to this areas, all these damn problems we have with the lights and all this and shit, y'all ought to discuss that and get on out of the way. Fuck that basketball shit right now. This is a damn race talk. To get that shit out of the way, because what y'all doing is traveling, it might run into a problem, just like what Wick was just saying and just like Biz was just saying. And I was down at Thunder Valley yesterday when they ran that race. What happened is. They had, it's supposed to be a pro tree. Now, to be honest with you now, Tony Bynes got probably going to get over on this end one. Because on a pro tree, if you see a goddamn bug, you're supposed to be gone. That man had left Tony and sat on the goddamn light when that regular tree come down. It was a regular tree, though, but he seen that first bug. He goddamn took the fuck off. Tony and them goddamn was so glad that man had, that the tree was wrong, they loaded that motherfucking bitch up and forgot the tire down and got the hell out of there. But I said this and said this in now. They did say they was going to run it again today. Now, in that situation, if they did say that, if Tony decided not to run it, he still should lose the park out money if he don't run.
That's true.
He's probably going to lose the park out money then, because he know goddamn well he have no chance in hell of winning that goddamn race. But I say that to say all this here, Biz explained it right to everybody out there. Now, I'm going to be honest about one more thing he said about the 400 to 500 tree now. If a bitch complain about a 400 or a 500 tree, I'm going to be honest with you, he a bitch. Because really, these old heavy cars, unless you got a Pro Mod car or something like this here, you very rarely can tell the difference between a 400 and a 500 tree. They all a little slower, but you very rarely can tell it. So if a bitch complaining about a 400 or a 500 tree, he a bitch. But this is what you got to do. Normally, if a track knows it's a grudge track, they already have it on the 400 tree. But then you for to always go there to reiterate it to the starter that you what kind of tree you want. That's your responsibility to do that. And if you don't do it and the track make a mistake, now the track ain't going to pay that punk out money, then that's up to you to do that on a grudge match. But what I'm saying that is all this stuff y'all talking about tonight is some goddamn good shit, man. And y'all need to talk about it because, like I said, with y'all traveling up here and we traveling down there and all that shit back and forward, you need to get this shit worked out just in case this shit happens. And you don't have no
question.
Deep man,
I got a question. Did that track run the regular tree any time that day?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen him do that.
Let me tell you another thing. Plus, you got
to
realize, sometimes the regular man that's running the tree have to go to the bathroom, the lady have to go to the bathroom, take a break or something, and somebody else coming in and running, and you don't know what the hell he might do. That's why you can get mixed up.
Right. Okay.
Anytime
we got a grudge race, we should make sure that crew chief goes to that man whoever got their headphones on and reiterate, mile, quarter mile, pro tree, regular tree, back tire. We need to let them know. They need to know.
And see, the thing about it now, like yesterday with that incident, and like Rick was saying, that was a good example. Now, normally, if the tree mess up and you racing somebody and you see that motherfucker put something on your ass, you might say, shit, I don't want that trouble no more. But in actuality, you need a good DP man because really, if you don't run the motherfucker, you still going to lose some goddamn punk out money.
Yeah.
So that's all I had to say. That's why I wanted to get in to say that.
Hey, hold on, really go.
I think y'all should discuss that before y'all start talking about the basketball and all that stuff.
Really,
that's a good teaching point.
Hey, hold on.
I got a call today saying
you should be giving somebody their money back because the tree's fucked up down there.
Then I should get the money back?
Yeah.
What money should I get back? Oh, you talking about down in Lena?
Yeah, I've told you.
Hold on, that's what I mean by a good teaching situation. If y'all was listening, Biz explained it perfectly. Like he said, the man is out there holding it. It's not automatically in the system. The man pushes the button. If you out there on the tree and the man pushes that damn button, you're going to have quick trees sometime or fast trees. All depends on how good the damn man has pushed the starter is. If the starter's a damn rookie, and as soon as you light that bulb and hit the button, it's going to come faster than a normal tree. The tree down in Lena against that was not a bad tree. It was a fast tree. The motherfucker should have been ready, goddamn it, when he got them put the second bulb on. Now, y'all can stop that bullshit.
Stop
trying to make motherfucking excuses.
Dog.
And all y'all got to do is Biz explain it to you.
So, let me ask you something, dog. Should most of the grudge races today be mostly ran on a 400 tree?
This is what I'm saying. See, that's what I mean. I'm glad y'all asking the question, but y'all really ain't listening. Y'all just asking the question. You ain't listening.
I just told you,
if it's a grudge track and they know it's a grudge track, normally, 99% of the time, the tree is always on a 400 pro tree, normally. But it's still up to you as a grudge racer to go there and tell him, man, it's the starter, hey, man, we got a grudge race, and if you give him your rules, you want a 400 pro tree. Now, like I told you, if the man put it on a 400 or a 500, to be honest with you, unless you're just looking at a ticket or know exactly what you're talking about, it ain't that much difference that you really can tell.
Hey, so let me ask you this, then, because you cut me off before I got the rest of my question out.
I'm sorry, brother.
You should have been ran on an auto start.
Auto start to get a motherfucker killed.
Okay.
On a grudge match, auto start to get you killed. Because this is what happened on an auto start. If I go in there and light a bulb, and you come in and light a bulb, and then I go in there and light another bulb, you got so many seconds to do that. In a grudge racer, you fuck around. See, that's how Tony won with Diligence yesterday. Gargantua went in the damn lights, and I'd have goddamn if he didn't stay in that damn near a minute and a half. His dumb ass didn't clear the carburetors out. So when Tony finally did go in there, the motherfucking car flooded, and Tony was gone. And by the time it caught up, it was too late. So on a grudge race, that damn automatic tree will get a motherfucker killed. Because, see, if you don't go there at a certain time, it'll red light you. And ain't no bitch finna lose their money on no red light on no bullshit like that.
Right.
And the average motherfucker don't even know what a goddamn automatic start is. If y'all want to discuss that, talk about that. Because the average joker, you say, you want an automatic start? He say, yeah. And don't even know what the fuck automatic start is.
Well, I mean, if the guy's class race before or competition race or bracket race, they'll know all these terminologies and things
exactly.
like that. But if we're just coming straight from the street and just now we want to be safe and come to the track, we need to get that rule book because, like when people say 403, 8 mile, head of track rules, man, we need to know what track rules are.
Track rules is an auto start, man. There ain't no way around that motherfucker.
That's exactly right.
But
now, see, I'm going to show you another thing. Just like Ben just said, a guy came up to me and said, man, hey, man, you want to fulfill your social tree. The man said, I don't care what kind of tree it is. And so when the man went up there and they had a goddamn tree that come down regular, he said, man, I ain't want no tree like that. I want the tree that flash. He didn't know the damn difference between a sportsman tree and a pro tree. But he said he didn't give a damn what tree it was.
Yeah, and when they say track rules, you know, if I'm grudge racing and say my car get out of shape and I go towards the wall and hit and go across the line and come back, not the center line, but the, you know, the towards the wall and come back and I go around them and win. Track rules, I lost.
Exactly.
Grudge racing, I freaking won.
Right, now this is what we do, Biz. 99% of the races down south. And they just now started all this technical shit. Normally it used to be every race down here, you could knock the fucking wall down as long as you didn't cross the center line. But we always go up there and tell the man, you know, when we say, okay, you can cross the damn outside line, but you can't cross the center line. And the other thing, the rest of it is track rule shit, though, except for the tree. So
I just thought that was...
Because like Biz said, if you're running on track rules, if you go cross down one of them damn lines, you lose. Billy, don't care what side it is. The center line or the damn sideline.
Exactly. I thought that was... Hey, dog, I thought that was a good point to bring out, man, so that way it would be a direct understanding, you know, as far as...
See, Larry, that was a good point. That's why when I heard you say it, some people was frowning up, probably saying that's some dumb shit. But it ain't dumb. It ain't no dumb question in racing because, like I said, you got a lot of tricks and shit going. You got a lot of tricky shit going on right there. And it's best if you ain't got a knowledge of a DP man or somebody that's going to be fair, you need to know all these goddamn rules and they'll stop a whole lot of goddamn problems. Just like when Whip said, when them people was talking about some demand, they figured it out. Who would win? They couldn't figure that shit out by who won, by who had the best reaction in the ET. They can't figure that bullshit out like that.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? Big Clark.
Hey, what's up there, Big Clark? What's up, big man? What's up, brother?
Did that keep on here fussing about this tree down here in Lena?
Well, that's people they making excuses. They got their asshole blowed out down there. Everybody's still trying to make like a decree.
No, it's
just that the bitch wasn't ready. Biz is straight. Don't get me wrong. Biz didn't keep it straight now.
I ain't fussing about the tree. I just said a motherfucker called me and said Willie Dog owed him some money. That's
if
all I
owe a
bitch
some motherfucking money, tell him to get it like Dracula.
did you say get it like Dracula?
Get it like motherfucking Dracula. You know how Dracula get his motherfucker.
Yeah, you want somebody to suck on your neck?
No, motherfucker, what I mean is get it out the fat den, bitch, if you can't understand.
No, you said Dracula suck on your neck.
But, well, see, now, down, that means... I knew you got that money, get it out of my ass, bitch.
I knew you was old, you freak.
Say, get it like Caesar got took wrong.
I knew you was an old freak.
No, Biz, all jokes before we joke, though. See, because what I mean is, because we got plenty of time to joke. Biz, go ahead and explain it, because you explained it perfectly about the light and Lena that they didn't understand.
Okay.
You said that again, please, for the people that know.
This basically, and my guys were normal, keep running. What happened was, I know Dog went in first. I think Dog double bugged him.
No, I didn't double bug him. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay. Okay. Well, Dog went in one. Jimbo went in one. Then Dog went in two. Now, what happened was, the guy from over at Hattiesburg had the light. As soon as Jimbo turned his second bulb on, he activated the tree.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a pause, sometimes it's not. But as soon as Jimbo turned on his second bulb, he activated the tree. Now, everybody know when you hit your second bulb on and it's both cars are fully staged, you ready.
That's right.
You can't be fumbling around when you hit your second bulb on. Because when you hit your second bulb on, that means you're ready. So
now, I
want to
say one more thing now. A knowledgeable grudge starter. Listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to what I'm... Yeah, I want y'all to listen good now. Somebody got some kids in the background.
Put the kids out of the way
and go let them get some Easter eggs or some shit. A knowledgeable grudge starter. A knowledgeable one now. He don't have to do this here, but every track I done been to, and I kind of noticed that, they're damn near weight, which is an advantage to a slow motherfucker. They're damn near weight that both guys go to the trans brake before they even hit the button. But like he said, if you ain't ready when you turn your second bulb on, bitch, you shit out of luck. Now, if Jimbo thinks he was goddamn it was a bad light, anybody think it was a bad light, I don't want to say it, goddamn get his motherfucking ass back up there and do it again because I don't know if it was a big king or had a truck or I'm going to be driving or not. But motherfucker, if he want to go on that bulb with me with something else, tell him to get his motherfucking young ass in gear, and I'll take his bitch ass to school again.
I'm going to drag your ass the same motherfucking race.
He did drag me. He drug me in. He drug me. He drug me right on right into the ticket booth and got his ticket for me. He drug me.
Hey, dog, what kind of dog is you, dog? There ain't no pit bull.
Do what now?
There ain't no pit bull. You're going to get shook lush by a damn puppy.
I don't fuck with no pit bulls. I pit bulls. I'm scared of them bitches. If this one bit me, I got German Shepherds, motherfucker.
Put one in the yard with this little Jimbo we got.
I'll
tear your ass out the frame, boy.
Well, like I said, y'all talked a lot of shit then. Like I said, I let my actions speak louder than my words. Y'all can talk all the shit y'all want. Y'all talk all the shit y'all want. But I'm sitting in that goddamn seat, I'm in my motherfucking office, and I'm finna try to, I'm gonna fuck you up 9 out of 10 times. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Hey, but when I fuck you that one time, I'm
gonna
make it last.
Hey, don't make no difference. I take 1 out of 10. Any bitch on here that won't take 9 out of 10 is a dumb motherfucker. I take 9 out of 10.
Just give me my good one. You're all in.
Hey, Big Clog still out there? Y'all go along, man. I didn't have to say, I ain't trying to take over the show neither, though. I just heard
Wick take over the whole doggone grudge world in Detroit, and I ain't hear nothing.
Hold on, baby.
Okay, baby. I just heard Wick take on the whole doggone Detroit. He called out Motor City Jimbo, and he called out Brian, my man B. Put a stock switch in Camaro. And I ain't hear no rebuttal. What's going on?
He said, he called out. He got a stock switch in Camaro.
You say what?
They better not get caught at your race. I'm going to knock a patch out their ass. And I ain't just talking. I'm for real.
And I'm going to probably be right there with him. And I'm going to do another thing, too, Whit. I want you to do another thing, Whit. I want you to get a goddamn four-car. I want you to get a four-car reaction team up there, bitch. You going to get four motherfuckers, goddammit. We ain't got to run the race. We're going to have you get me, Big Drag, and two more motherfuckers that think they banned on the tree. And goddammit, see who got the
like
best
that
reaction. Goddammit, pay
$1,000
for that.
I like that. I like that, dog. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got to put my... I'm going to have my money with you. I ain't got to even break no damn four-car.
I like that.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Yeah, that's something to do. I was thinking about that at a show a long time ago. A reaction time, goddammit. Shit, put $1,000 on the motherfucker with the best reaction time or some shit in a full reaction car shootout, goddammit. You get any car you want to. Yeah.
Hey,
you're going to find out why they call you the car, Pop. Well, you know now, somebody might get lucky, but they got to go to work to beat me. That's all I got to say, though, Big Club. No, they don't call me Godfather about that. They call me the Lumberjack.
Yeah. Cutting down all them trees. I like that.
You say you're the Lumberjack. They told me that the new driver of the Gangsta Boo, his father is a lumber.
Well, I heard him when you asked him about that. That's Chemo, right?
Yeah.
I heard it when you asked me, when they said it's going to be a lumberjack, you said it was a dog, so that means you'll give me props because you know I'm a bad motherfucker. But now, don't take it out of the equation now. If Joe them some smart motherfuckers, and just in case they regular driver can't come and they need a lumberjack, bitch, I'm always ready. I keep my shit in my truck everywhere I go. Whatever I'm in, I got my bag and I'm ready to go.
Hey, I don't know if it's me. Well, y'all tell me if it's me, but it seems like, man, I seem like Joe them doing a lot of bagging up to me and it ain't matter. I don't know if it's me, man. It could be just my opinion.
On every show I done been on, I like what Big Clog doing. If he can bag up half of that shit he talking, y'all bitches gonna be in a lot of trouble. I like what Big Clog doing. I halfway like what B is doing. He don't bag up neither. But motherfucker, when you talk the talk, you might have to bag up the talk that shit up.
Yeah, man, we're gonna knock a patch out Clark as soon as he come out though. I already got the motherfucker. certification. They've
already Hey, Witt, as soon as you knock a patch out his ass, I want you to goddamn make sure you find Gadget, because I'm going to knock a patch out his motherfucking ass, too.
You want me to? Okay.
Hey, but I'm gonna show you I'm the baddest bitch on the phone. Fuck all y'all on the phone.
Hey.
I told Gadget he got the bad cat with him with his Nova for the rest of the year. He got the he don't even have no coupons. He got the bad cat.
Wow.
Hey, we're gonna knock dust from Clark ass, man.
Hey, Witt, for a bitch to knock dust out your ass, you know that, don't you? Hey, listen to this, dog, listen to this, that patch he think he gonna get out of my ass, he ain't gonna like it, I'm gonna put him with ass to sleep, is what I'm gonna do, man. I, dog, I done got the okay from certified, I said lock them motherfuckers in anytime I get ready. I ain't got to do it, and I can't wait till we get Clark, and then get what, Clark? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Clark, you ain't gonna be, hey, Clark, let me tell you this, though. See, what you've been doing, you've been swimming in the goddamn, in the ocean, and you've been dodging all these motherfucking sharks. That's what you've been doing, see. You've been dodging all these motherfucking sharks.
Hey, we ain't gonna miss you, boy.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I ran every shot it was to run with a back ass when I was out there. Certified at this point right here, certified just like me. He ain't did shit because I ain't did shit yet. So
I gotta agree with that. Now, Sacramento,
he
done did less shit than you done did.
Exactly. All this shit he talking about what he can do. We all can get on this phone and holler about what we can do.
Wait till you get ready, and we're going to show you what we're going to do to you.
I got somebody on the phone for you, Witt. Heavy game. Heavy game.
You might be still asleep. He don't want me. That motherfucker don't want me.
Hey, dog, that motherfucker don't want us.
Hey, Meatball, hold on. Is this Meatball show? Meatball, this your show?
No, go ahead, dog.
I want you to ask this question because we got a bunch of bad motherfuckers on the line. I just want you to put the question out there. What does a man call a good tree cutter? I mean, what do you think is a good tree cutter?
Chainsaw.
No. What I'm saying is on the lights. I'm talking about on for racing, you know. See, some people think just because a guy come in there. Well, I ain't going to give a definition. I want to give. I'm just going to ask the question. What do you think a good guy that's on the light is? What's the criteria for that?
He leads first.
Well, we know that. Well, what I'm trying to say, see, you get some guys come out there, and they see a guy hit a good light one time. See, that ain't no motherfucking good tree cutter. If a bitch got to do that shit over and over and over again, normally a good tree cutter, he might not always beat a bitch out, but he ain't going to never be that damn lady. He's going to be right there with him.
Heavy game.
What up, though?
Hey, man, Witt had some things he wanted to say to you.
Man, Witt ain't nothing.
Yeah, if I ain't scared of you, you act like you am.
April 14, I'm going to bust Biz's ass wide the fuck open, too.
Yeah?
Hey, dog, one thing I want to say to you is, man, you ain't heard me complain about nothing about that race, man, and you won't.
I know, but, you know, people try to make excuses for the young kid because he's a tough motherfucker up there, but he forgot
he's been my age. We don't need no excuses, man. We good, you know what I'm saying?
Wayne, I ain't never heard you make no excuses, but I keep hearing it always banging up in the background that the damn trees and the lights in Lena was wrong and shit. Lights wasn't wrong, the bitch just wasn't motherfucking ready for this freight motherfucking train. You get in front of this freight train, bitch, you gonna get
ran. Hey, dog, I'm gonna tell you this right here. You need to knock their ass off one more time, though. They ain't had enough. They think they were fucking with something soft. You need to knock their ass off again.
Hey,
I heard him talking. I heard him talking, and he really thinks that he can whoop that motherfucker.
I'm gonna say another thing too. While all over talking shit, oh, he would have beat the shit out of him if he had to blow the tires off. Bitch, you blow the tires off from behind, motherfucker. He was already left.
Hey man,
that's like one more time, dog.
Man, we so far behind, man. It made no motherfucking sense, man.
The seal of the deal, cause he ain't gonna get it my way. He ain't gonna get it my way.
I try again, though. But look, Whit.
Yeah.
While you bumping your guns? You feel like that, you get eyes on the money next time.
I get eyes on the money.
Yeah, you heard me clearly, didn't you?
Tell me, explain me what you're talking about.
for every 100 you bet, I'm going to put up 125.
On what?
On Lil Red Riding Hood, since you're bumping all your guns and shit.
Oh, I ain't got no problem with that.
I'll give you 500 if you get them to run me back.
Man, that's already a done deal. They're going to run you back. I know they're going to run you back.
Okay, tell them to show up at your race in 2 weeks. And I just might make it my business to show up.
Wow.
Let me get out the phone. Once we get out the phone, I'm going to call Big Ken. And then dog already hurt. And I'm going to call Big Ken and see if we can get that thing going and see if we can go knock your ass off again.
Other than that, the only time I'm coming down south is for DJ race and the other race in July.
I
was coming your shit 100%, but you changed some dates on us, man. It kind of made you kind of fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked me up on that.
Yeah.
Well, you dodged his ass whooping anyway, so you was all better for you.
Hey, but look. If it's worth my while, I can come up there and get one easy win. I got to work for another win. I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, you can come for the Predator. That motherfucker on kill.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to work for that one, but that one with that little truck, that one be easy.
Hey, Wayne.
What up?
You notice every time I kick a motherfucking ass, you see what kind of hat I got on?
Hey, look. You do your job, dog.
You
ain't
see that Detroit hat on there? Really, you thought that's the hat y'all gave me? It is, but that D don't stand for Detroit, bitch. That stands for dog.
Hey, I saw two more videos with you got on, so I know you wearing that motherfucker.
But you don't want that Predator to do you. You can get I locked in with that Predator 5 on 25.
I'll let you know if I'm coming.
All right, yeah.
If you get that little red motherfucker to come show, I might make my business. Hey, look, man. It was all sweet chicken shit. All that shit was on the back of that raggedy motherfucker.
Hey, man, somebody can get Ken on the phone. We can get this. We can settle this right now.
I might have to go on the private line with Ken. I got to make sure he got that. Well, you can get him on, though, but, I mean, you know. I tell you what. Yeah, get back coming on, and y'all put both of them little bit ass motors in one of them motherfuckers. Put one in the back, and one in the front. and I knock both y'all ass off because you started crying about the little peanut ass motor you're
saying. I hear you talking.
Yeah.
I hear you talking.
Hey, I'm gonna bet you this too right here.
This
gonna fuck him up, bitch, right here. Come on. He got double the money in that motherfucking small block than we got in this conventional head big block. $13,000.
Hey, well, look.
$13,000. Brand new everything. Brand new everything. It ain't you. $13,000. One system. That's on my mama.
Oh!
What the hell?
Oh, dog.
Hey, but the funny part about that is, you ain't saying nothing I don't already know, man. I had one of them same motors in my car, so, you know, you can talk all the shit what you want.
Ah, okay. Well, why you ain't buying nothing?
Who?
I'm trying to figure out.
Because that same motor you talking about, I couldn't get none of these motherfuckers up here to race it at the time.
Oh, I don't know. I know they
won't
race me.
All right. Only person who
raced you, I'm going to wear the tank around a motherfucker with a small block and a G-body. Okay. Cinderella or some motherfucker.
I hear you talking.
You're going to knock his goddamn head off.
I'm going to put you in your place.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm gonna show you what I'm working with.
You got a nice looking piece now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, nobody care about that look shit, man.
Boy, we gonna halt the gas on that motherfucker.
Gone with that bullshit.
Yeah, we gonna halt the gas on that motherfucker.
I hear you talking.
Hey,
if he lifts that motherfucker, he gonna get lost.
Hey, what?
He gonna call that motherfucker when we get through with him.
Hey. I got CeCe on the phone. He said he's going to knock your nuts off the street, motherfucker.
Man, put a motherfucker on the phone that didn't beat me, man. I don't need to talk to a motherfucker.
Hey.
Whoop. Put a motherfucker on the phone that didn't
motherfucker.
Beat me.
Hey, you heard about you want to lock in with these small blocks. Lock in with this motherfucker CeCe guy.
Man, do we need to
hey,
put
hey,
the
hey, 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 I got to keep it straight. I'm the godfather now. Shit, we locking the motherfucking ass in. They'll pay the punk out.
Lock him in. I pick that motherfucker down for again.
Now, see, I told that motherfucker now, I thought CeCe was a big, black, tough-looking motherfucker. When I seen that little pretty bitch, I started kissing him in the mouth, him and goddamn it, Scooby. But what I'm saying is, damn shit talking all that big shit, and you ain't bust a motherfucking grape, go set your gadget with them. Go lay down, goddamn it.
That motherfucking dog, that goddamn dog, hell.
Ooh, man. Hey, you a stunner locked in for your race?
Who?
You a stunner? Y'all locked in for your race?
Come on, man. That's like asking me that I goddamn it up. And I smoke weed yet. You know, damn with it. They call him up. Hey. Nah. You know, son ain't gonna lock in with me, man. I went to a goddamn home track.
Hey, look here, man. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell y'all what I do now. I'm gonna tell y'all what to make the world go round. You get the number one stunner, Buck Naked, Chemo, and CeCe, and get a goddamn it full car shootout. If any one of them bitches race, that'll be a world record.
No. Hey, dog. You can't put CeCe in that.
You ain't fucking me. Let me tell you why, bitch. Let me tell you why. Now, y'all heard that old bucket list that goddamn it, that old bucket list that Pro Talk Joe was turning around. The only reason I say that is, much shit as he talk. They talk so much shit. You gotta be done did something. I don't care if you go out there and got your ass whooped. You can't talk much shit as CeCe even talk. CeCe talk more goddamn shit than a goddamn Chinese goddamn cash register, man.
Hey, but dog, he went and Lena. He raised a bad company.
Hey, I ain't getting no props for that bullshit in Lena.
Ho. And then he went in Wicks race the next day. He engaged back to back.
Biz.
Yes.
Biz, when a motherfucker talks shit like that, he pulled to come in there and slap the fuck out of a motherfucker. Fuck that engagement. When you talk that much, just like I told Big Claw, the much shit that Big Claw talking, he can't come to no motherfucking racetrack and talk about some, well, I was ready to race. He got to come there and slap the goddamn it. If he in Alabama, he got to go out there and slap a white lady down there in front of a white judge.
And Joe, Joe got to do that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So when you talk that much goddamn shit, with you can't come there and say I was engaged and I was ready. You got to whoop somebody's ass. You got to slap the shit out of a motherfucker.
He slapped one, and he got slapped.
Biz, I'm going to take your ass off the governor list. You get him a pass. This year, from starting right now, April the 1st tomorrow, that's April Fool's Day. So starting tonight, ain't no bitch getting no pass. If you talk some shit, you got to bag it up. You can't slide down the wall and beat a bitch because she got out of shit. You got to beat a motherfucker's ass.
That's over 9-2,
Yeah, 9-2. We ain't talking about Joe, because Joe got it. I'm telling you, but they looking for two motherfuckers to come out swinging. Mississippi Joe and Clark got to slap the shit out of them. I don't give a fuck. They go to the kindergarten and slap a kindergarten teacher.
Hey, but Joe doing a lot of bagging up. He telling us, don't pick on us while we at the track, while we testing.
And don't be talking to testing. Bitch, don't, if you test, you better leave the motherfucking track and be ready when you get there. Because if you come to the motherfucking track and you slip on time, bitch, I'm going to put that 2-inch dick up in your ass sideways.
Damn right. He already bagging up.
You know what, Whit? I'm going to be honest with you, Whit. With that car there, if they test that car, it shouldn't be nobody around. That's just
right,
my opinion.
Now, they're going to test that bitch, there ain't nobody around. They got to be up in the middle of the goddamn day on a Monday or Tuesday where ain't nobody around. Because you're like, when we had it at first and testing, man, every time them motherfuckers know we was testing, I don't know where the fuck them bitches come from. It was just like goddamn, they was getting away free money at the damn track, man.
But let me tell you something about me, dog. I ain't going to just do no whole lot of testing when the new car come out. I'm going to be out here trying to grudge and test. But guess what? When I'm testing over in Holly Springs and I got to go way over here to Macon and race, it's
going
to be two different ball games.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, Biz, and the reason I said it now, Biz, I'm talking to Biz, the reason I'm saying it, right now, I'm going to make this the clog rule. I'm going to make this the goddamn clog rule. Goddamn it, if you can't talk shit like clog talking and not back up, just like he said, Joe started talking shit, then he started backing up, I'm going to make it the goddamn clog rule, motherfucker. You better stand strong, motherfucker, and when that bitch come out, you better slap the fuck out of old tree, bitch.
And let me explain why we say I'm saying Joe backing up where he won't get it twisted when he get on the phone. For one, he said don't mess with him at the track. Then for two, he said I ain't running number G bodies. I'm gonna run the Mustangs later. That's backing up to me. You better run any bad motherfucker that stand up.
You're going to the goddamn whole house and talking about you ain't gonna fuck nothing but blondes. Bitch, you might be some brunettes and that look better.
Yeah, I'm gonna run that motherfucker.
But you know what? Yeah, you got a point there, Wick, because I was gonna bring up the white boys. Well, the white boys, they have run Mustangs, but they do try to stick to run. Yeah, they really just want 28, so they will run anybody.
Ain't no bitch getting no passes this year. On the night, ain't no motherfucker about to get no passes.
Nobody
if you on this motherfucking radio show talking about you going to do something, bitch, I don't want to hear nothing about but if. Ain't no motherfucking if. You bring your motherfucking ass out here, you better be able to swim, bitch.
Well, dog, you got to be the grocery store. You got to be
the dog. You.
Hey, first of all, dog, check this out. You saw me race a lot of motherfucker last year, and I had a problem, but you ain't never heard me on this phone.
That's what I'm saying, I'm going to make it a clog rule. Clark ain't never bagged up. He might have got his ass whooped. That bitch came up to the track. That bitch came to race.
I agree.
That bitch ain't never bagged up. I ain't never seen him back up. I ain't never heard him stutter on a motherfucking race. And I told him, I said, damn, Clark, I don't think you fuck. Man, Clark said, motherfucker, plastic body, bitch. He got to whoop me. He told me that now, and we weren't even on the fucking radio.
Yeah.
It's going to be times two when this motherfucker comes back. And that's all. I ain't bumping my gun before it helps. I'm just telling you, if everything go like I think it's finna go, a motherfucker in trouble, especially your head, Whit, you motherfucker.
You know, I'm going to get you fucked up. They ain't going to come half-stepping like you did with motherfuckers you don't really know how, and you guess it. I got some motherfuckers going to bust the gas on your motherfucking ass down there.
We're going to have a goddamn trophy called the Clog Trophy, bitch. We're going to have a trophy called the Clog Trophy. And we're going to have a motherfucker on there. God damn it, ain't nobody bagging him.
And Clog, I ain't just talking about motherfuckers. We got another back-ass motherfucker finna come out. I ain't just talking about certified either.
Hey, man, listen to me good, man.
If a motherfucker is a back ass, I ain't worried about it. Now, you notice, I don't go around picking on certain back ass. I say any motherfucking back ass.
We sure got one finna come out.
Well, bring it.
And they done gave me the okay on that motherfucker. They and my crew, too, in the 901 crew.
Hold on a minute, Whit, the rumor's going around that you sold the Predator. You sold King Kong or some shit. What, you done sold King Kong?
Shit, man, hell no. That bitch in the right, I'm looking at that motherfucker in the, on the rack. I'm waiting on Gene to give me that motherfucking motor back. I can stick this bitch back in.
Hey, he better sell all the motherfuckers.
Hey, Wayne,
you going to No E.T., the first one?
Huh?
I'm trying to get Wayne. Wayne, you on the phone?
Man, Wayne ain't nothing, man. Wayne ain't nothing.
So, like, Wayne need to be trying to get him another one of them motors, man, where he quit crying. I'm trying to blow Wayne's ass off.
Hold on a minute. I want to ask some of these motherfuckers that don't drive cars a question. And prefer somebody like Biz, how do you determine on who drive your car, Biz? How you pick a motherfucker to drive your car?
Well, I mean, from my experience, I was adopted into a crew, and everybody know who was the better driver, and that's how it went with me, you know, within my crew. I mean, you have to. I guess you could just say their history, you know. I mean, your track record speaks for itself, dog.
Hey, wait, you had to ask you for something, man. I ain't asking for no room, motherfucker.
Oh, hey, Wayne.
What up, dude?
Hey, you gonna be at the first No E.T.?
Yeah.
You gonna have your G body there?
I think that's all I'm bringing there. Yep.
Hey, Todd, I know you're on the phone. If you want to push the one button, Mr. Wayne said he will have his G body there. If you want to lock a little something in, let me know right now. And
I talked to him earlier. He wouldn't do it.
What kind of G body Wayne got?
He wouldn't do
street car. Street car.
Oh, okay, because if he got a goddamn G-body, I'll bring that goddamn 3-1 Malibu over there, and that bitch got the back tie.
Hey, Wayne, who that is
with that
young money G-body, the gold car?
A gold G-body?
That's Street King. Boy, I like that motherfucker. He ain't got that stuff in that work out yet. Hey, man, hold up, man. I've been drinking, man. Hey, Wayne. I got something to tell y'all. I've been drinking, and it didn't do nothing to me because I ain't tried it. And so I just got through hitting that crack. On April 14th in Holly Springs, any bitch with a G-body got the back motherfucking tie. Locked the fuck in.
Locked in, man. 501 what?
You talking about Dunye, bitch. As long as you on motherfucking... You talking about Dunye, you black motherfucker. Lock in 5 on 1500. Lock in 5 on 1500, bitch. You got the back tie, motherfucker.
Okay, it's locked.
Dunye got the back tie. Yeah, Dunye got the back tie. 5 on 1500 or better.
Let me call him, make sure he gonna have it there. Hold on.
Oh, no, bitch, you saying it was locked, motherfucker.
It's locked.
He ain't got the run-on muscle.
He got what?
I knew Donald had some shit with it.
Hey, Todd, what's up?
Hey, Wayne, you just told Biz I wouldn't lock in. Hey, Biz, he didn't tell you he was asking for the back tire, though, did he? You ain't hear him mention that.
No.
I didn't ask you for no back tire. Don't start lying. You sure? Hey, Wayne, you know the little messages is recorded on them things.
Okay, well, I can send that shit to Biz. I bet you $1,000 you can't prove it.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne, is the name
so
of
you wasn't begging, Wayne? Wayne, so you wasn't begging?
Hey, look, no, I
answer
was
the question,
not.
Wayne.
No,
so
I
want,
was
so
not.
So you want to run me head up with that car, right, Wayne?
I have no problem running you head the fuck up.
No problem.
I'm glad you said that on the Grudge Inc. show.
And?
Is that fair? Okay. Talking?
And so
we,
are
we going to do it?
Are we ready?
Yeah, we going to do it.
Yes, sir.
20.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That don't sound like a lock-in to me,
look.
No, I'm not going to lock in no more races, BS.
Okay.
I ain't locking in no more races. I got too many locked in already.
Don't call me with that flat hood shit, because I didn't tell you I had a flat hood.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. No, see, you think you slick.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
You said you took the cage out the car
and
it got a flat hood on it now, and you sell it.
Listen to me. This is what you asked me. You said it has a flat hood on it. I said no. You say, does it have a cow hood on there? I said no. And I don't. But I do have a hood with a forward piece of hood scoop on it.
Okay, Wayne. Hey, Bill, I'm going to send you these messages when we get off the phone.
Hold on. So lock that thing in.
We're going to find out who's lying and who ain't.
Lock that in, though.
I'm not going to lock it. I got too many races locked in already, man.
Hold on, Ty. But how many races you got in Milan on the 22nd? I mean, on the 20th?
Just one for that day.
So you got six races locked in at one show, and you only got one race locked in at this show.
Right.
So what
do you think happens? The cock could break anything. I'm not finna keep jeopardizing losing that much money. Like I told you earlier, I'm going to be there, so we're going to race.
Hey.
This ain't my first time trying to asking you about racing. You know that. I asked Jimbo 6 months ago, and y'all somehow, oh, no, we selling the car.
It's still for sale. I will be able to sell it to you.
Yeah. Don't, hey, man, you don't have to worry. I'm going to race you. As long as you drive that motherfucker, we going to race.
I'm glad. I never knew nothing about this. Damn, this all news to me the last couple of days.
Okay. Well, it's good news to you.
Okay. All right.
See you on the 20th.
I ain't never seen yours.
See you on the 20th, sir.
So why you asking about the car hood then?
Because you ain't got what I got. That's why. I know you ain't got a flat hood. Yeah,
right,
I'm
bro.
The baddest motherfucker with a flat hood and no cage.
Is he got to have black ties on there?
No, it ain't got to have none of that.
Hey, man. You don't want to race, man.
Okay.
That's the first time I heard. I ain't even heard the white guy say no shit about no flat hood. That's a new one now, goddamn. We're going to put
man.
That in the goddamn Grudge Racing book. Motherfucker said you got to have a flat hood.
I ain't never say somebody had to have a flat hood. I said I'm the baddest one with one.
You're the only
one with one then, goddamn it. I ain't never seen a flat hood yet.
There's plenty of people got flat hoods.
Ain't never a bitch out there got no motherfucking flat hood. Put the motherfucker down on the goddamn ground and see if it's flat.
Hey, but look, I got a small block at the end of the day that I'll fuck him up, dog. I got a bench seat. I got the factory dashboard. I got carpet. I got the back seat.
I got all that, too.
Hey, we don't want to hear all that shit. If you got all that shit, put your goddamn grandma in there and take her to church.
Hey, dog. Honestly, dog, that's how they race up here.
Oh, okay. You talking about in Chicago?
Yeah, that's how they
I
race
thought
up
y'all
here.
Had some motherfucking gangsters there. Sound like y'all got some bitches in the goddamn
Hey, dog, check this out. If you got a full-fledged race car and you run for, say, $3,500, but you go on the street with two street cars and they run for $6,000, what's the difference?
I'm going to call the goddamn police if y'all don't give me $200.
I'm just telling you. They run these street cars up here, man.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm just talking shit, man. I'm just talking shit.
But hey, if you got something down south, I'm sure you can find something that's got the when they say flat hood, basically what they're saying, the fact
that
you're
I know what they mean, man. I know. I'm just,
if you got something like that, dog, let me know, because we're going to bring it on up here. Yeah, let me know if y'all got something like that down there.
We got a one inch cow hood with all interior in it.
What kind of car?
902 drive.
Mustang.
902 drive. Don't pop an L. Get in my face.
What year Mustang with?
902 drive. Nick, I'm dope popping L. Bitch, get in my face.
What year Mustang with?
It's like a 80 model.
The right year to go on your ass.
Hey, Nato. Hey, Nato, I got a street car. You get in that street car. Make sure you drive it. You got the back tire. I'm going to get you off them two wheels and put you on four wheels.
What street car you got?
I got a street car. It's coming to your race. I'm bringing it down there. You get in there, Nato.
It had that blue Mustang you had down here.
You got no fine area, no, you know, nobody like area shit on going to street, no race. I got a street. He don't know, he don't mess with area like this. Oh, okay. So all them niggas together. Oh, crazy. No, all them niggas in Chicago ain't together. Guess that's right. <laughs> We separate.
Hey. Well, I sure thought we were going to blow drag ass off, man, but drag say he can't stop him down there.
Right.
Yeah, he can't stop. Both of them 380 down there and stopped there.
Hey, tell drag to get top flight security down there and hold his ass back.
I can understand him being safe, though, you know. But, boy, I thought we were going to get OT's ass, boy.
That
motherfucker
ain't saying
he can't come. No, he's passing that now. Yeah. Right, when we catch his ass somewhere where he can stop, though, his ass got a good ass with him coming. Yeah. The big governor.
Never scared all the motherfuckers in Detroit.
Big Wayne, a governor too. You a governor too, Big Wayne?
Buck naked. DJ Grant. Oh, we already
been playing all the time. Man, DJ Grant, man.
Yeah,
he
was a good record, you know.
And don't y'all start that bullshit, Wood.
Hey, DJ, man, don't you know we went to Montgomery, man, DJ Grant. Them, me and Dog them went over there and shit, man. Them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers, when they didn't come out.
He lying now. O'Clock was
over
there.
The dude ran through the house.
But they ain't bring their gun.
Man, I don't.
They came with their knife.
Can't no motherfucker come down here and come out. We ain't got the car.
They
ain't got
the gun. Wasn't ready,
Whit. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. But nigga, come ready.
Oh, yeah, deal problems.
Yeah. That's what
was always supposed to be with.
Yeah, we got working that motherfucker. Lynch or some motherfucker.
One single turbo.
Man, he know he probably had that mother ready for the big show.
He was popping with it, and one man was on the pole.
He had deer problems.
Yeah. We're going to make sure he get that number one stunt off that motherfucker.
We're going to go down here to Texas and fuck them boys up.
Yeah, we're going to go over to Texas, man.
You know,
we're and go over there. Yeah.
We got another month.
Yeah.
This is the job.
Yeah.
Man, I don't need you talking about we
partners
and all this,
man. Yeah.
We running your ass out of town.
We going to Atomic Dog show. We will fuck Atomic Dog up, but we'll wait till he get ready to.
Big car, keep on. We'll fuck you up one of these Mustangs, big car.
Hey, I won't be back there drinking that guy the moonshine.
Hey, lad, car, get one of these motherfuckers to hit with us hard on his ass. We probably won't get one of them Mustangs to hit. Some of you the baddest back ass in the land. You won't get one of them others, let them one of them others move. But he ain't got to do that. I got a call from my other partner.
I got certified.
I ain't coming certified.
I am. I got certified.
Yeah, but I got another partner call. A real good friend of mine.
Yeah, I know.
With two of mine.
He said, man, them motherfuckers better not get caught. In a couple.
That sounds like a hitman.
Hey, Wiz. Y'all, them hands in trouble, boy. Oh,
Wiz. He said, where that ass whooping for Mr. Five Speed.
Yeah, we got, yeah, Miss Five Speed got, I bet you Miss Five Speed don't want to do that no more.
What is motherfucker I create?
When it ain't no wind and fantasy
going everywhere.
You see,
fuck ass down at 6 o'clock flat. I make my
heel
one over.
Man, we better not
care
so motherfucking well.
Who, Mr. Five Speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick. Hold on. Hold on. Y'all hold on.
Man, Mike could have whipped that man on a bad day. He had one.
Hey, 313-6638, your mic open, bro.
Thank you, young man.
I got that mailman.
Hey, dog.
What's up, boy?
What up, Biz?
Hey, what's going on, Poppy? What's going on, Wiz?
Larry and Big Claude failed. I ain't got 3-way. I got a damn prepaid phone. I told Larry, I mean, this motherfucker ain't no 3-way on this motherfucker.
Tell Larry to call me. Call me. I get him in. I put him in.
Okay. Let me see.
No, you know what? I'll text him.
Hey, Biz. Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, let me boy. Hey, Wayne still on?
Wayne just dropped.
Man, because I got my little brother on the phone, man. He want to lock in with that cover.
Man, Wayne, I just seen it on the board. He just dropped.
Hey, Brent, bro.
Yeah.
You on, man. His phone just out. I tell him you want to lock in for that first no ET.
Yeah, spread it. That's forever scared. You know his phone will drop. Not never scared, forever scared.
Yeah, they always scared. They always scared.
Hey, Kimo, I see you on. Hey, Kimo, call.
Can't nobody scare you on. Y'all sucker motherfuckers. Fuck right at that.
Man, who is that? Tell him he's scared. Man, you scared to lock in with Junkyard Cutlass.
Hey, man, what I tell you, man?
You talking about you need some brakes? I told you I'd let you borrow some money to get your brakes, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, dog. I wasn't about to run that car in to run that motherfucker this weekend. I ain't put my brakes on that motherfucker yet. You got me fucked
man,
up.
Man, I told you I'd let you borrow some money to get some brakes, man.
Hey, man. I don't need no money. That ain't no problem, brother.
Okay, can we lock something in then?
So, all right, bet. If I'm not working this weekend, we're locking in this weekend. I'll knock your ass off. Make you wish you waiting in the motherfucking car. My goddamn phone, boy.
I mean, we do it before you got to go to work. We race 4 or 5 in the morning. What time you got to be there?
That ain't no problem then. Do it on the weekend then.
Can we lock it in, though? That's what I'm asking you.
Lock it in then, motherfucker. What you want to lock it in for? I'm gonna show
you
all
what you want to lock it in for, Mr. Tim?
Call it. What on five or better? What? $1,000 on five or better? Lock that in. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, it's locked in, me and you.
Ain't no problem. You driving, right?
It's locked in. Huh?
You driving? Motor to motor?
Man, Junkyard driving his own car.
Okay, ain't no problem. Motor to motor, right?
Yeah, motor. Yeah, man, you small block 22.
Oh,
that's cool. Nah, I don't know what's that moan in it. We don't even know what's in it.
Oh, see, we got a small block three car.
Matter of fact, guy got a chain on the hood with a lock on it.
Drop top.
It's a drop top.
Where y'all Walmart at?
It's a drop top. Yeah, drop top cutlass on 22, but we don't know what's under the hood because my tuna got a damn chain on the hood. He don't want us to know. He don't want us to know.
You know what a big block sound like. Don't you start that motherfucker up. If it don't sound like a big block, I'll drag his ass too.
I don't know what it sounds like.
What year is it, Wick?
I'm going to show you all my.
Okay,
it's that big heavy one.
Yeah, that big heavy one. Go on YouTube and look up Wick's Candy Cutlass on 22. You'll see it.
Hey, if it got a small block in it, we don't know what's in it, man.
You got the wrong shit, man. Well, you're here. It's at the track. And if it sounds like a big block or a small block to you, let me know.
We'll bring it up there. Okay.
Hold on, Tim.
Hey, Wick, we got a trailblazer that we'll run you with.
I haven't seen that trailblazer.
What color is it, Bert? It's a Trailblazer SS. Silver Trailblazer SS.
Oh, no. I like to run anything on 22. I'm a cause on 22. Yeah,
what's that size on that Trailblazer?
Straight 20. I don't want to run no Trailblazer. I thought you were talking about a car, Cutlass. I'm street car.
It's a two-wheel drive.
I got a vent wheel run that motherfucker with.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a grand. We got everything. Hey, Danny, get Shorty on the phone.
Hold on, I'm about to get him on. I got a little 20 cutters on 22, though. I'll try somebody with him.
I got
a G-body on 22. Well, you need to bring that up here for the first no ET, then. We might want to do something with our cutters.
Okay. You have to lock in with that cutters on 22.
I can't lock in with a car or none of them about y'all. I don't know if it got a small block. If we got nitrous,
Hey, what's on your mind? Hey, Shorty, they talking your language now, Shorty. They talking about 22s and Trailblazer SSs and drop-top Cutlasses with 22s.
Yeah.
I know you like that.
They got action. They don't get their ass whooped. Tell them to come on.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with Ken. Yeah,
they better not. I put my finger clean up in you.
But you got something on 22 like a Cutlass or something?
No, listen. I don't like 22s. That ain't nothing to me. I like street guys, but I don't like 22s. You know, growing up in the '90s and stuff. I ain't never had no money to buy no 22s. I ain't never bought none of them.
I just want to race everything with a flat hood, man.
You said, do I want to race anything with a flat hood?
That's the dude that's always talking about here running anybody with a flat hood.
You got air conditioning. We got a Trailblazer. Well, come on. As long as you ain't got no turbo and
supercharged,
come on.
Why do it matter? You got nitrous?
It don't matter. Lock in, boy. Whoever you is, lock in. I don't care what you
know. You know who this is. You don't want to run me.
What's that? Man, there you go, front man. Lock it off, boy. You don't want to run my colors. And guess what the great thing it is? This ain't even got to be 1-800 keep it real because all these phone calls is recorded. Lock in.
Hey, look, I already tried to run you. You ain't want to race.
Man, hey, man, it all that sound good. You say you got a Trailblazer. Lock in.
With your pickup?
Yes. Come on.
Nah, we're going to lock you. We're going to run you with Junkyard Cutlass.
We'll run you with Junkyard Cutlass spray to spray. I don't know Junkyard Cutlass from what's the other color? I don't even know Junkyard. Who is he? He ain't nobody to me.
Yeah, the same color.
But you now listen to me. Okay, is he gonna have 22s? Is he gonna have 20s on it? Whatever he had on it, is he gonna have that on it?
Yeah, you gonna have a street tire on yours?
You ain't listen to me. You ain't listen to me. Is he gonna have 22s on there?
Yeah, you gonna have 22s. Is you gonna have a street tire? You gonna have 22s as in 20s?
No, I'm not gonna have none of that. I didn't have that on the Z. I had a street tie.
You,
I'm gonna have a street tie. Listen, man, I'm gonna have a street tie with a flat.
You have a street tie.
Listen, y'all can have a hood.
Stop doing that, boy. You wasting the water.
Look, I'm gonna have a. Y'all ain't gotta have no flat hood. Just come with the colors with some 22s. Y'all can have two carburetors hanging out the hood. I'm gonna have a flat hood. I'm gonna have that F10 with air conditioning on it. Y'all don't need no air conditioning. Just come with some 22s.
Hey, y'all F10 got drive radios on it or switch?
You're not listening, man. I'm allowing you to have what you want to have, man. Just have some 22.
Hey, I'm a grown motherfucker, man. I don't need no help on my goddamn dick. What the fuck?
No, I understand that. No, I understand that. I'm going to have a flat hood and air conditioning with no turbo and no supercharger. I'm going to let y'all
live.
You're
going to be on the street tire. And you're going to be on the street tire.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the street tire. Yeah, I'm going to be on the street tire.
Okay, that's all I asked.
Oh, okay, I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't know what you, but if I want to have a slick, I might want to have a slick, but I would lock into what I have.
But if you want, if you bring
with
a slick, if you bring with a slick, I'll run you with my car. You bring with a slick, I'll run you with my car.
Hey, man, anybody can say I'll run you with my car. That don't mean nothing. I'll run you with my car.
I'll lock in. I'll lock in with
your
pickup.
Listen to me. I'll lock in with you. I'll run you with my Mustang.
No, run me with that pickup.
What's wrong with this damn fool? Who's this goofball on the phone, man? He got to be a goofball. Cause I'm talking to the junkyard man, the same car that I ran before. See, you can't duplicate certain things. You can't duplicate certain things.
All right, I'm trying to get him on the phone. Hold on, I'm trying to get him on the phone.
Nah, I don't need him on the phone. Whoever was talking for him, lock in. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. You ain't listen to what I'm saying. I ain't drawing on him, but I'll run anybody. Stop talking about run my car. Because that's because when Wick want to run Biz, he want to run Biz. Can't nobody else just jump in and say they're going to run him. He not just going to run anything. What, you going to just go get a Ford chassis car and run him? Come on, man. Have some
You going to bring the truck up here for the first no E.T.?
Listen, if you lock in, I'm going to bring it, boy. I'm not steady. I'll go buy a street tire. If you lock in, I'm going to buy a street tire and put on and knock your head off or get my head knocked off. That's what I'm trying to get.
Hey,
you ain't
listening. Put on my city. Fuck yeah. Lock his punk ass in.
Yeah, there you go. Lock me in then. Lock my punk ass in because I'm a real punk. I'm going to show you how the punks get out. Come on.
Hey, we don't
lock me in.
Let's talk shit.
Lock me in, man. I like to lock in. I don't just like talking stuff. I like to lock in and then talk stuff.
Hey, hold on. What you need to get your ass up here then, Skin?
Wait a minute. Who is this? Y'all coming at me so hard, baby. You alligators are coming at me. Come on.
I mean, what's the lock in you need to get your ass up here? We trying to fuck you up,
What? It's depending on what I'm locking in to, sir. It's depending on what I'm locking in to. What kind of car do you want to run me with? I'm going to run any car y'all got. What y'all want to run?
I got a G-body.
What
time you
do?
Go ahead,
Fred.
You said you
got okay. A G-body? I'm on. I hate.
Hey, hey, don't take offense. Don't take offense. I'm about to close some mics up because we got a big echo. So let me close some mics up.
Somebody take their phone off speaker.
I'm just going to close, and I'm going to open them right back up. Let me close them because I want to get this race locked in because this is for Mylan, no E.T. Let me get these mics closed up.
I like that. Come on with it.
And I see it.
Hold on, babe. Okay, y'all go ahead.
Y'all back on the mic now. Now, I sense a whole lot of nut holding over here. Now, they see my pickup truck with slicks on it. Now they keep talking about what kind of tires on it. What's wrong with them, bitch?
Hey, man, if you got a tire in your car, you can run my gray colors, spray to spray. You can run my gray colors, spray to spray, with your truck
okay.
on a slick, and you spray.
Listen, and what you going to be on?
I'm going to be on a slick like you going to be on a slick.
I don't want none of that. Next caller.
See how easy that was?
You see how easy that was? That was real easy. I don't want that. I'm not running no colors in America with a slick on it with my pickup truck.
Yeah, I'm taking advantage of y'all. I don't want to do that. I'm taking advantage of you. No.
Hey, man, I want to rob. I'm running with the same tires that y'all saw my truck on. That's what I'm running with air conditioning on it, with no turbo and no supercharger.
Hey, I'm
but you got nitrous, though.
I had nitrous when I ran it last time. What's the problem? I've been in nitrous. Man, y'all act like that's something incredible or something for somebody to have nitrous. We've been having nitrous all our life. What's wrong with you? I never said I didn't have no nitrous.
Yes, sir.
I never said that not one time on this mic that I didn't have nitrous. Yes, I have nitrous. Nitrous make it start up.
Mr. Sir Smith.
Yes, sir. I can't hear y'all because somebody in the background talking.
They talking to somebody, telling somebody what you got.
Right, because I can't hear nothing they saying. They don't know what I got, but I got whatever I got. But I'm going to tell them what I got. I'm going to lock in to what I got.
Man, what kind of street tire are you going to have on that truck, man?
Okay. I ain't going to have no street tire on it, but if you make me put one on it, I will. I ain't never had no street tire on it. They ain't never seen no street tire on it. When they seen me race, when I raced in Martin, I had a slick on the truck. Driving the truck everywhere. We went to the scale. I won a little A-Rab money, and he knocked my head off with the Mustang. Now, what's the problem?
Yeah, he rode at the track with his finger out the window.
Yeah, he had his finger out the window and told me, yes, me. And I ain't mad at him. One day, I'm going to be able to stick my finger out the window. That's all.
Well, until then, let me
take
this finger up on you.
Well, come on, Chris. Come on. Tell me what you got. You got to make me feel good. Hey, you know when you go. Hey, you know when you go to the restaurant and order your food, they make you feel good. You got to make me feel good. I'm gonna try it.
Nah, fuck it. I like foreplay better. Hey, look.
Right, we gonna have all that, man. We gonna have wild and untamed sex.
You gonna put it on the street time? We go ahead and lock something in for real.
Wait a minute. Say it again. If I got what?
If you're going to put it on the street tire, we can go ahead and lock something in.
Okay, if I put it on the street tire, what kind of car is you going to run me with?
Man, you know, you've been doing all that talking. You ain't heard shit. I got a G-body with 22s on it. And it don't have a flat hood because I wanted a car hood. So that's it.
Right, okay, listen. So you got a G-body with 22-inch wheels on it with a regular street tire, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put street tires on. Lock in. Whatever. It's being recorded. Whatever you say, sir.
2 on 5 or better.
2,000 on 5,000 or better.
Oh, 200, man. God damn. We just started off, nigga.
200? Oh, man. I don't race for no $500, man. Don't race me the right way. You said you want to have that.
How much more?
I want to lock in 500 on 2,000 or better.
Yeah, that's
good, right?
That's
good,
right? That's
good, right? That's good, right? That's good, right? That's what I want to do. And I want to know who I'm talking to. And know these people. And write it down. You ain't got to write it down because you're going to know. We like that. Show me who I locked into. With my pickup truck, with a G-body. I don't care what G-body in the country it is. It got 22s on it with a regular street tie. I'm going to buy me some street ties. I ain't going to have no regular street tire, but I'm about some street tire. I'm going to make it clear so y'all won't be lying and trying to act like you want a humbug. Everybody want to be a killer. Come on. I'm going to show you something.
Ain't your truck
twin turbo? No. I just said 10 times I ain't got no turbo and no supercharger. I ain't even tell you what y'all had to have. I ain't told you not one time what y'all had to have. Y'all can have whatever y'all want, man.
I heard that motherfucker got a ladder bar and all that shit.
If it got a ladder bar, I automatically lose. Hey, don't you like free money? Hey, whoever this person is that's talking all the smack, don't you like free money?
All you do is gotta
keep this tape right here.
I'm
gonna lock in 3,000. I don't have no turbo, no supercharger, no ladder bars, no none of that junk that y'all talking about.
So that truck ain't 25.5 like they say.
Nah.
Oh, no.
No, you know what it is? No, it's 25.1.
Y'all ain't never seen nothing like that before. With no cage in. They got the cage under the bottom like Pretty Tony on Z.
Y'all gonna fuck who up?
My mic must not be open.
Nope.
Mine must not be open.
Your mic open, I hear you. Your mic open.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne. Do you want to run any cars with Willie Bob's and Big Tires?
Hey, Wayne, I got Willie Bob's and I got Big Tires.
Hey, Wayne, I heard you scared of Willie Bob's and Big Tires. Is that true, Big Wayne? I mean, Lil Wayne. Fuck, I'm talking about Big Wayne. Lil Wayne. Hey, Lil Wayne.
What's going on, Big Shorty?
I heard you scared of Willie Bob's and Big Tires.
Man, I heard you got a motherfucking pro stock truck, man. They say that motherfucker got 14 32s on that bitch with two pairs of shoes, a 20-inch wing,
but
that bitch is 2 inches off the ground.
Ain't nothing wrong with nobody saying it. If it's like that, you automatically win, that's all.
They say you got a cooler with icy on the back of that bitch, something that's your air conditioner. Cut it out, man.
Yeah, that's me. I heard you scared of Big Tires and Willie Bob's, though.
No, I ain't scared of no shit.
Oh, I was just asking. You know, I know you're going to tell me the truth. Shit.
I'm never scared.
Oh.
Forever scared.
Hey,
Wayne, what up, man?
Man, where are these 22s at, though, that's supposed to whoop me in these Corvettes and things of that nature? Where this shit at? It got real quiet when I got on here. It got real goddamn quiet.
Hey, mama, got your ass when you was talking.
Hey, Shorty, people talking, but you can't hear them because you ain't shut up yet.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you, Kimo.
Kimo, you ain't shit. All
right, bro.
You ain't raced in 2 years, Kimo, with your coward ass.
Hey, I'm just as much as a coward as you talking about. I don't want none of that.
Okay, what's wrong with that? You say it's a whole bunch of cars you don't want none of. I should be saying I don't want none of that.
That cutlass is in your class, though.
I would knock his head off, boy. What fuck
you
talking about?
You ain't want none of that.
I don't want none of that if you got on slicks and all that.
I go get a G-body
with some slicks. You're not listening to me. It don't matter about me coming with a slick. He don't have what I have. I have a grocery getter, sir. I'm not telling him what kind of gas to put in his car. I'm not telling him where to drive to. I don't want none of that. What's the problem? I want some of these motherfuckers with some 22s. That's equal to playing field out. They ain't got to have air conditioning and all that and flat hood. They can have a four dominators on it. I don't give a damn. That's all I'm saying. Y'all saying stupid shit. Motherfucker, I'll go get a car with some slicks on it and knock your ass out with your G-Body. Come on. Yeah, because they talking stupid, man. They saying some dumb ass shit. We got slicks on this car. You ain't gonna run this car with the colors. Stop saying dumb ass shit, man. Like I'm the only one saying I don't want no trouble. The fuck out of here with y'all, dumb ass. Y'all some dumb ass people on this line. That's why I don't never get on this goddamn show. Because there's too many stupid motherfuckers ain't went to high school on this motherfucker. They have no common sense. I think they fucked their teacher or something. Something happened. The teacher was stupid. Dumb ass people, man. I don't want none of the colors. Now, what part of that you stupid ass boys don't understand? The motherfuckers are running 15. I don't want none of it because I said so. That's why. Just like you boys don't want none of it. Y'all don't want none of me. Go get your wife's truck and get y'all ass down. You don't want no trouble. But you're going to tell me what to run. You don't want no trouble with the tow vehicle.
I don't know what they did to you, Steve, but I'm sorry.
They think a motherfucker stupid. They could trick me, but let me be tricked the way I would be tricked.
Hey, they telling me what to run and gonna tell me what car I gotta run. Y'all might as well tell me to go and run Pretty Tony. He already Pretty Tony damn near tricked me. He got a goddamn Pro Mod and told me it was a 2012. It had 1,000 miles on it. He just bought off the showroom floor. Y'all think a motherfucker stupid, man? So I'm supposed to be stupid? Tony came with a goddamn Pro Mod with some 10 5Ws on it. I should have ran him with the pickup truck, shouldn't I? With y'all dumbass, man. Stop saying stupid ass shit to me, man. I don't want none of that. I'm not mad at nobody. I love all you guys. Happy Easter. Get you a goddamn Easter bunny if you want to freak on something, because you're not going to freak on me unless I want you to freak me. That's all. I went to Martin with my truck. I let the Mustang freak me. The guys around me said, Ken, just go on racing. So I raced them. What the fuck is the problem? But I look like a goddamn idiot when I get my ass whooped. Y'all all on the internet. Kissing coochie. Cause you know that Arab had a coochie. The one that I raced, he had a coochie. Y'all didn't know that? The Arab that I raced, that put his finger up, he got a coochie. He ain't nothing. I ain't mad at him or nothing, though. He cool, but he got a coochie, though. There's a lot of women that I'm cool with. Yeah. He got just like a lady.
Oh yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I give respect to Pine them and Junkyard them. They thought they was tricking me. I had a 2010 Camaro, a real one, not like Pretty Tony's. You know, he got that one from Warren Johnson or something. I didn't have one like Pretty Tony. I had a regular one with air conditioning and shit, you know, and the regular shifter that come from the factory, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? Regular tires and shit, not front mouth fenders and shit, and all that cool shit. Cool, man. The man had a $40,000 car, man. I didn't do that to the people. I had a brand new car. They looked for nitrous, couldn't find none. They got us there with the colors with 22s. I blowed it back out. That's all. They wanted to run back. I ain't want no trouble. The stupid motherfuckers told me what was wrong with the car. So now what the fuck I look like, a goddamn idiot? I'm just going to run them back. I ain't running shit back. They showing me the spark plug wires and shit was broken, all that old shit. They were breaking up and shit. I don't want no trouble.
Sure, oh, they saying something fucked up. Say what? Hey, Skid.
I don't think you would have ran them back if they didn't tell you what was wrong with the motherfucker.
That's what you think. That's what you think.
Hey, Mr. Skin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, calm down. Don't let them people stress you out, man.
Man, them people ain't stressing me out. Man, I do this every day, man. I argue with my kids every day, man. Y'all ain't doing nothing to give me some practice, man. Y'all, look, man, y'all are enhancing my vocabulary when I get on the mic, when I get at the track on the mic. Because, see, I've never been on the mic before. So I might not know what to say. So I know y'all going to laugh at me. Yes, sir. I can't hear none of these people saying what they say. Yeah, y'all ain't doing nothing but enhancing my vocabulary. You know, a lot of these guys on the mic, you can't even hear what they're saying. Sound like they got something stuck in their mouth. That ain't me. Y'all like they all jealous or something.
God damn,
you're a
motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, well, I'm just keeping it real. Look, I'm 1-800 keep it real, man. If you want the truth,
that's what's
call
up.
Me. Call
long,
me.
Long
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Keep it real.
Man, I'm 1-800 keep it real. When you call that line, they're going to tell you the truth. God damn it, if I want a race, I'm going to say yes. If I don't, I'm going to say no. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. Like, you can't always have the fastest car. I've got it on to a man that's greater than me. I don't run that fast. I like slow cars. I don't want to kill myself. You can kill yourself in any car. But I don't want to kill myself running 150. I want to kill myself running 110.
Right.
That's all.
I survive at least 150. I get it over with quick.
See, I don't want to get it over with quick. I don't want to. See, y'all just want to die quick, man. I don't want to die quick. I want to die slow.
You gonna say you so you want to suffer?
Yeah, I want the AIDS to kill. I want the AIDS to kill me. Hey, look. Hey, look, man. I want to have HIV. Hey, Hey, man. I want to die real slow. I want to have HIV and keep on fucking. Why you boys just get shot in the head and die? You can't do no more fucking. That's what y'all want to do. I don't want to do that. Don't get mad at me because I'm getting old, man. I don't want to do that shit no more. Yeah, y'all don't get mad at me, man.
Hey, old head, pass out now.
Hey, where Wayne go?
Man, you know Wayne at work, man. Y'all know Wayne
hey,
at work,
man.
Man,
I'm going to give you the best shot in the league with my colors, man. Can we do something?
Who they talking to?
This ride or die, man. I'm going to give you the best shot in the league, man.
Fuck ride or die. Listen, ride or die. I don't know nothing about no colors you got. I don't want no trouble. Okay, I'll tell you what. Ride or die. I'm going to run your head up with my colors, ride or die. I'm going to
run your pickup.
See what I'm saying? They're going to pick what they want me to drive, but they saw. But I can't pick what I want them to drive.
Hey.
Yeah, Ronnie. Now, hey, guess what? Whoever this is on the mic, I love you to death. Get all the money. I'll race them. Y'all lock it in. I'll race them. I'll race anybody, man. Hey, I'll race a pro stock, man, if y'all bet the money, man. I ain't got no pride. I got money problems. I ain't got no pride. Hey, the pride went out the window 20 years ago. Whoever believe in me, bet the money, man. Watch me get my ass up there and burn out and go. Come on.
Hey, Mr. Brand.
What's up, bro?
What you want to do with that color?
Uh-oh.
You said you
hey,
window.
Hey, man, who the fuck is that fag ass, titty boom ass motherfucker talking about he got a street car?
That's that little bitty motherfucker still talking.
Wait a minute, I'm just saying. He in this so none of that
in the league. Hey, you got the back side in the league for $5,000 with your pickup.
Hold on. But Skin didn't say none of that. All Skin said is he didn't want no trouble. And he's all right,
well,
stop
talking. I'm talking to DMX now. I'm talking to DMX
hey,
now. Brent. You don't want no problems.
Hey, Brent. So why would I run you this year? I ain't no faster.
Okay, and guess what?
And you could have did something to yours. So what's the problem?
All right, we ain't gonna ruin skins, man.
No, it's not with that colors, but I get you. I got a Regal. I got a G body. I'll knock your ass out.
Which one?
It ain't got no roll cage in it. Got a flat hood on it. What you mean, which one? It's a Regal, man. It's a white Regal. Don't have no roll cage. And it got a flat hood on it. Man, come on. Get on my throat, doctor. Did I ask you what was in your car, man?
Ain't got no turbo on there?
No, everything I got a big block. With no turbo and no supercharger, everything. The pickup truck, everything. Everything got a big block. That's expected worse. Everything got a big-ass motor. We got 812 cubic inches in all the cars. We ain't got no nitrous and no turbo. So we can hash that part out about what's up under the hood, because I'm telling you what I got. 813 cubic inch motor in it. Now, anything else you want to know, sir? Get your ass out. It's stock suspension. It don't have no roll cage, and it got a flat hood. What the fuck you want to do with that weak-ass colors, and you can have a cow hood? I don't care what you got. You got a cage in it. You ain't nothing, Brandon. You ain't nothing. I never seen you lick a snap. You ain't never mailed a letter, man. You ain't never
mailed a letter. Man, if it got a small block, if it got a small block, we can do whatever.
Man, still talking about if it got a small block. If you got air conditioning, I'm going to run you with my pickup truck. Do you got air conditioning?
I'll put air conditioning on it then.
Put it on there, nigga, and I'm going to put a small block in this goddamn
room. Do it, got away.
Hey, Brandon, your scary ass ain't going to do shit.
Man,
like,
who was
y'all
talking, man?
I love you, man. Y'all know he ain't going to do
the shit. The motherfucker who owned the Regal.
Oh, shit.
You said what now? If it's a small block and I'll do something with it, I ain't racing no
hey,
big block.
Hey, would you
man.
Be the fuck quiet, man? You a fuck up a wet dream, man. Click his mic off, y'all, please.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You say what's his name?
He just like Ron Ron, man. He want a name, man. He want a motherfucker to know he owned the car.
Wait a minute. Who owned the car,
man?
Who owned the car?
A Jimmy Boone. Shit on the car.
Who owned the car, man?
Skid on the car.
Who owned the car? Tell me who owned the car.
Skid on the car.
The same person who drawed on you the other day on Facebook.
Hold on, Danny. Hold on.
Man, you got action. Lock your ass in.
Uh-oh. There y'all go.
Y'all ain't hearing me. Lock your ass in.
For the first no ET.
For the first no ET.
Right, what you want to lock in?
Huh? We'd like to get 500,000 or better.
Hello?
No, let's lock in 2,000 or better. Because I don't want
you
locking in a lot of money.
Huh?
Who locking in?
Hold on, man. Would you let them lock in, sir? Please?
Oh, they scared you. Shut your goddamn mouth.
That sounds like Boom Farm, man. Is that Boom Farm?
Tell him again, DMX.
Hey,
is that Boom Farm? Oh, that's DMX. That's DMX.
You've been
hey,
talking
DMX.
Too much right now.
Hey,
what?
DMX, quit drinking that Wild Irish Road, man. Let them people lock in.
I ain't drinking that. I'm drinking some Budweiser right now, man.
Hey,
all right, now y'all going to lock in. I was just trying to see who was locking in.
No, nah, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's Brandon and Todd. Since Todd want to
okay.
be known. That's not skin.
Okay.
That's not skin, y'all. Okay. So don't be looking for me want to kill me talking about where the lockup money is because skin ain't locked in a quarter.
Shut the fuck
yeah.
up, man.
I'm sorry, sir. My lips are sealed with chocolate.
That ain't chocolate,
nigga. Damn, everybody got quiet. Now when I want to talk, you motherfuckers tell me to shut up. Hey, motherfucker, quiet. What's wrong with him? Where Todd at and Brandon? Oh,
right
where's
here.
Brandon? Oh, Brandon.
Right
now. Ooh, wee. I'm sorry, Brandon. I was just going to say something slick. I'm sorry. Brandon, ready, baby. Todd, where your Jitty Boom ass at jumping in on my conversation? Quick. Lock in with a motherfucker. There you go, Brandon. Wait on your ass. Golly. Meanwhile.
He about to shoot himself.
Hey, meanwhile, intermission is over. Hey, Brandon, get your motherfucking ass
done?
Down. Put some air conditioning on your car and knock your ass out.
Do my air conditioning got to work?
Yes, man, because mine works. And you can put 16 in your car. I'm going to put 93 in my car and knock your ass out. Come on.
He bet not. Nah, man.
Come on. If he put some air conditioning in it, get your ass to the junkyard, because junkyard got a junkyard. That's why it's named junkyard. He got all them parts laying around. I want to get you some brackets and shit. Put the shit on there. Come on. Put you some Freon in. I'm going to buy you some Freon. The Freon is
now,
on me.
Now, we going to fuck you up with junkyard car, man. That's what we going to do.
If it got 22s, lock your old ass in, man. You got to race with 22s on
you. You got to be on a street tire, bona fide street tire.
I don't know what bona fide street tire mean. Now, y'all straighten me out because I don't know too much.
I ain't talking about no street slick, none of that.
Oh, well, you a dumb motherfucker then, because I ain't going to never put a street tire on my truck in life.
Oh, see?
Nah,
we
I'm
on
bet
a bona fide street tire.
You're not listening to me. I didn't tell you to run with a bona fide street tire. I said that's the only way I would run.
We'll put a drag ready on his car then.
Hold on, DMX. Do these people
Skins, out we'll put a drive. Hey, Skins, we'll put a
man,
drag ready on his car.
You're not listening to me. I don't want no trouble. What's the problem? You see what I'm saying? I don't want my race. Would you be DMX? Would you shut the fuck up, man?
Hey, Skins, I'm going to whoop your ass. You keep talking
okay,
to me.
Okay, I don't care, man. Whoop my ass next week. Let me whoop somebody's ass with their mouth right now. Let me whoop this little boy, Brandon. Because, see, I got to teach him something because I really like him. I like this little guy. He don't know too much. They ain't been teaching him shit in Detroit, man. He need to come a dumbass to Chicago so I can teach him something about proper etiquette because he knows nothing about that. I don't want to run no fucking race car, man, but if you put 22s on it, I'm going to stick my finger in your ass. Now, what part of that you don't understand? I don't run race cars. I got a regular truck that I drive around with this old-ass lady that I call my mama and take her to the grocery store with air conditioning when she get hot. I don't want no trouble. But if you put 20 jewels on it, I'm going to put my thing in your ass. I'm going to put what I want to put on my truck. Now, what part of that
you
understand, man?
I don't want my race.
Yeah, I'll beat the fuck out of Trailblazer or get my ass whooped. Lock your ass in, man. I didn't ask you what you got or nothing. I don't give a fuck what it got. You got a 2006 on up to 2008 Trailblazer down on your ass. I'm going, or y'all going to go down on my ass. Go get the white boy, the Chinese. I don't give a fuck who truck it is. Lock in, man. Now, what's the problem? Y'all can trick me. Y'all just scared to trick me. I'm a gambler, man. I'm going to gamble with some shit in my category. I feel
now,
that Trailblazer...
Look, I gotta see if he's gonna be able to make it.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that. When you find out, look, that's understandable. When you find out if he gonna make it, I don't give a damn if he comes from North Carolina. Get his ass out. Now, Brandon, now you know what the trick is to it, right?
What's that?
You gotta drive the Trailblazer now.
No, I'm not driving. I only drive my car.
I'm not going to let you go get no twin turbo motherfucking Trailblazer with no seats in it and a cage and think you're going to fuck me up with the white boy.
It's fully interior, air conditioning, everything.
You got action. Now you got me. You got me.
Full interior, all that.
As long as that motherfucker got now, y'all heard what he said now. That's
full interior.
They cut his TVs off for it.
Come on, Skin. You know they ain't going to do nothing.
I don't know what they going to do, but I'm going to try them. Fuck them. Fuck them, man.
I got to get in touch with him, see if he can make the first new ET.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll be waiting on your ass. All they do is got to call me. I bet you I ain't hard to find. Now, Brandon, you hard to find because I can't find you.
I'm everywhere.
You gotta call Meatball, Shawty. You gotta call Meatball. That's Meatball, little brother.
Meatball, my man. Anyway, we're gonna shoot some dice. I'm gonna blow his motherfucking ass out. He's gonna blow mine out any goddamn way. Tell Meatball to bring that girl with him. He know I like looking at her. I ain't gonna shoot. You know who I like looking at.
Hey, Skins.
Yes, sir.
This Meatball. Hey, man.
My man who
we're shooting dice with, man. He said when you come back there. He got something for you.
Damn. Hey, man, tell him don't stick me up now. I don't want all that, man. What you mean? He got
no,
something for
man.
Me.
No, man. No, man.
Meatball, what the fuck are you doing?
Man, lay
that sounds
down.
Like a white boy, man. That sounds like a white boy. He said, what the fuck are you doing?
You got to stand up when you're talking to us niggas, man.
Hey, man, don't be using the N-word on here, man.
All right, you got to stand up when you're talking to us ignorant people.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
hey,
I like that.
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, it's past my bedtime, but man, look.
Man, it's past mine, too. But, you know, I'm just, I'll send you a number. You sent the number, man. I kind of forget. Then I said, hey, let me call and see what's up. So, what's going on, man?
Man, you know, man, you coming out here, man. You know, man, what you looking for, X-Men, in this 2013 season, man? What you know?
2013, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. Biz got my title when I need it.
Oh!
So that's what I'm looking for. He my Biz, my dog. I love him like he my brother, but he got something that belongs to me.
Oh, well, all you do is got to get up here to No Limit Dragway, and you can get it back.
That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get on the side of you. But the title belongs in Detroit. It don't belong in Chi-Town.
Okay, well, then you gotta come to Chi-Town to get it.
Well, wherever I gotta come get it, I'm gonna get it this year.
Well, come on, man. We waiting on you, man. He is waiting on you.
What happened to him last year?
Huh?
What happened to you last year?
My car wasn't ready last year. It'll be ready in 2 weeks.
Oh, he's
gonna
whoop his ass. He ain't ready yet.
You know what?
He's gonna get a first round ass whooping. He ain't ready.
Hey, Skin, why don't you run me first then?
I don't have nothing to run you, sir.
So I can say I at least whoop one nigga ass in Chicago.
Hey, but you're right. Hey, dear AAX, I don't have anything to run you, sir.
Man, hey, me and Biz gonna get down in about June. When I know everything is broken and everything, right? Title coming back to the D. It's coming back to the Motor City.
Man.
That's where it belongs.
It ain't going to leave you shy.
Okay.
By the time he get his motor broke in, Bill's going to be able to broke his ass in.
Oh, man, who is this, y'all? Yeah. Who is this, another cheerleader? You got a car. You ain't got a car.
Oh.
You need to be quiet.
Mm-mm. But if you wasn't ready last year, how the fuck do you think you're going to whoop them this year? Then you didn't do
enough
motherfucking homework. Is you stupid?
Hey, man.
Or you slow?
I did too much homework. Don't worry about what I did.
That's why you didn't get ready last year.
Don't worry about what I did.
I'm on the title coming
if,
to Detroit.
If,
man.
If I say I'm coming for the title, damn it, I'm coming. Now, you can take that to the bank. You with your rich ass. And when we race, you make sure me and you lock in. Until then, you shut the fuck up until you get the next lane with me.
I ain't gonna have no problem with that, sir.
All right, then. As long as you're going to lock in with me, we ain't going to talk no more with me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We talking to somebody else.
Yeah, you wasn't around last year. You was on the sideline looking, thinking that you can whoop them.
I never been on the sideline, nigga. I was still doing homework.
He must have got a comprehensive problem, too, right? If he wasn't racing last year, he was on the side doing homework. So, what does that mean?
Racing.
He was on the sideline.
I was racing. I just wasn't racing the other car.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
He was racing his mouth. That's what it was. Hey, Meatball, he was racing his mouth. What is it, Meatball?
Hey, Meatball, who is this nigga talking to? He got a car.
Hey, you can't say the N-word on here.
They keep using that N-word on there.
My other car ready for you, Big Mouth, right now.
Hey, X, you gotta watch the N word.
I ain't saying that no more.
Let me clear it up for you, X. Let me clear it up. The man was working on this other project, but he got more than one car. He was racing.
I got more than one car.
He was racing as he was doing his other car. Now, by the time his other car getting ready, he's looking for Biz in June or July.
That's how he got up.
He's going to sit just like this. Who is that talking?
I like that guy. That guy, you know, he speaks very well. Who is that guy?
Man, it's Meatball.
Hey, Meatball.
Meatball, you said he sit just like this?
I
Just, like this.
Man.
Meatball. Yeah. Meatball. Yeah. What up, my guy? Who am I speaking with? Another ride or die.
Another ride or die. Which one now?
This Cecil.
Cecil,
what's going on?
You
what's going on, man? Ride or die, what's going on with you, man?
Cecil,
what up, Joe?
Yes.
Hey,
I'm looking for a couple of people, but I'm just not going to say right now.
Man,
I got something that's real nice for these boys. They influenced me to do it, so I had to do it.
Listen, man, speak up who you looking for.
Man, first of all, I'm looking for Nappy, the Nappy ass first.
That's your money.
You talking all that, you know, so I'm just going to keep it, nice and, you know, I ain't going to make no loud noise with it. But me and him,
God damn, it's a ride or die.
It's a ride or die.
Take over this bitch.
I
wish somebody sit like
me. What up, Wayne? What up, Bill? You all right, baby? Oh, yeah.
You all right,
my guy?
Hey, Wayne, I wish somebody sit like me, Wayne.
Hold on. Is that Wayne? That's Mr.
Wayne?
That's Never Scared Wayne?
Yes, sir. The one and only.
Well, fuck it. You lock your ass in. You lock your ass in with the colors first, no ET. Spray the spray.
Hey, look, man. Sound like you got your hands full, man.
No. Ain't nobody on his phone. Nobody on the phone want to do nothing. I just try to lock
look,
in.
Look,
so I want to lock
man.
In with you now.
Deal with your situations you got going. Sound like skin want to go down on your ass.
Yeah,
that's
skin
like
don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
He won't lock in, Wayne. He backing up, Wayne.
Your boy ain't even saying nothing. I just told your boy to lock in. He hung up.
Cool.
My man with the Regal.
I would take that Regal and knock your head off, man.
I stand
well, can
down.
You lock that
I'm
in,
good.
Skins? Can you lock that in, Skins?
I tried to lock in. I tried to lock
your boy,
in. You didn't want to lock in with me.
Phone.
You right. I ain't got nothing to do with
phone.
My boy. Now, listen, I have nothing to do with my boy. I will lock
if
in.
You talking about, look, if you're talking about that white Regal that he on Facebook requesting this and all this, he can lock his ass in for the first no ET. I just told you that.
I told you I like that. You got to ask me what kind of mode in it and all that. I left it alone. I let him start talking. He jumped
I mean,
on it talking about the owner.
He told me. He told me it's a small block in there. So if he said it's a small block in there,
I ain't got nothing to do
block,
with what
block.
He talking about. You're not talking to him. You said he hung up the phone, right?
He did.
Now
hang
you're
up the
talking
phone.
To me. So now you're
yeah.
talking to me.
Look,
you
what
want
I'm telling you, he
me.
Told me, I told
I
him we can lock in if
what,
it's small
hey,
block to small block.
Hey, Wayne, what part of that he don't understand, man? I ain't got nothing to do with what, you ain't got nothing to do with what Jimbo say, Wayne. When you lock in, you locking in for you, sir.
Right, I will lock in small block to small block.
I'm locking
space.
In
right.
for me. I'm
for
locking in
for
me.
For? For whatever
hey, Wayne,
you want to do it for.
Hey, Wayne, let me know. Hey, Wayne, let me know when these boys learn something, because he ain't got no sense, that little old boy right there.
I'm telling you something right now, little bitty guy. If he got a
you
small block,
no
we can lock in.
Do you see me trying to lock in with you? I told you everything I got a big block in it. Everything.
Oh, well, I don't want none of it then. Like you said,
so
you don't want none of me,
then?
I don't want none of it.
That's
all right,
stop
talking.
Said.
I'm talking to Mr. Wayne now. I'm talking
all
to Mr. Wayne now, little guy.
That you had your hands full.
Little
you
guy,
got
I'm talking. I'm all right, I'm not talking to you now. Y'all said y'all got a big block. He told me it was a small block. I'm not talking to you no more. I'm talking to Mr. Wayne now.
I didn't tell you had a big block. I didn't tell you that.
Okay.
I'm saying everything I own got an 814 in it, so don't ask me what it got in it.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's what the
hey,
fuck
Skins.
I said.
Hey, Skins.
Yes, sir.
He don't want. He just the man. Understand what the manager said? He said he don't want none of that. Now he want to talk to Wayne. He don't want none of you.
I want to talk
okay,
to Mr. Wayne.
Wait a minute. Who is that just said that? Who is that? It's that Meatball. Hey, Meatball. Motherfucker, when I said I don't want none of that with my truck, you ain't tell no motherfucker to shut up. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck is you talking about, man? Y'all better get some motherfucking manners on this.
Hey, man.
Up. Y'all better get some motherfucking manners on this grudging line, motherfucker. If you gonna keep it real, later. Hey, look. This all I know. This all I know is motherfuckers stole. All I know is motherfuckers stole phony ass punches over here. They don't keep it real. You're not saying the same shit to your homie that you say to somebody else.
I tell my homie to shut the fuck up, and mama tell another motherfucker to shut the fuck up.
Well,
I don't care who
he is. If she a hoe, she shouldn't talk out of line. But anyway,
you're right.
Gonna get on
and the guess what? And a lot of hoes on the phone. They talking all out of line.
And
you
one of them, so be quiet. You one of them, so be quiet. I'm talking
to
Mr. Wayne now. I'm talking to Mr. Wayne now.
Man, Wayne don't even want to talk to you, man. Wayne told me you ain't got no money to talk to him. That's what he told me.
Man, look here. Little bitty guy.
Wayne just texted me, man, and said, I don't even want to talk to the guy, man. I don't know why he keep talking to me. He don't have enough money to talk to me. I'm just relaying the message. This is
Wayne. I want
to
hear Mr. Wayne tell me that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up, man. Go ahead.
You
go
to me and be quiet. Thank you. Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne.
Tried to tell him what the man said, but he didn't want to hear it.
He don't believe it, huh?
Hey, you know what Wayne told me? He said, don't believe me, just watch me.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to tell you. You don't want to listen, man.
Man, can you put your phone on mute? You don't want
to
race.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna go to the other line. Hold on.
You got the bad tie in the league with your pickup. All right, Mr. Wayne.
What up, Joe?
Can me and you do something for the first No E.T., man? We'll let Jimbo and Skip drive the car. Spur to spur. You said you don't want me or Moody driving, so we'll let Jimbo and Skip drive the car. First No E.T.
I don't know. We'll see. I ain't even locking him up right now.
Okay, I understand that.
I might come out there and see Johnny Quick, man. You know I can't have
Did Brandon get what he was looking for yet? Did Wayne talking to him yet?
Ah, damn, he back on the phone. What you need, man? You got everything in drag racing with that damn pickup.
Hey, Brandon, would you ever get a chassis car?
Nope, I don't want to do all that.
No, I just ask.
Hey, Shorty, don't you have access to a small block G-body full interior on horsepower?
Small block G-body full interior, yes. Yes, I do.
Do Mr. Brandon want to do anything with that colors by taking the nitrous off?
I don't know. Let me find out.
I'm not taking my nitrous off. That's what I'm telling you.
Hey, what's that colors on? 22, you said, right?
No, man.
I kind of figured you had access to a G-body, small block, full interior.
No roll cage, no none of that. Power seats, power everything.
I know this G-body got full interior in it.
Yeah, Brandon don't want no trouble, man.
Small block?
Mm-hmm. I want Brandon to build a chassis car, man. That's what I want Brandon to do.
Well, give Brandon some goddamn money. You just said I ain't got no money. Give me some money.
I ain't never said that, man. Brandon, now you lying. Now you go back and rewind the tape. I'm going to bet you $500 I never said you ain't had no money.
All right, well, you said Mr. Wayne said it.
No, I didn't say that. I said Wayne said you don't have enough money to talk to him.
All right, well,
I ain't got enough money to build
a chassis car. Can you help me
You got enough money to build a chassis car. You just don't have enough to talk to Wayne. You know, you gotta talk to Wayne every time
I see Mr. Wayne.
Man, I know. Hey, man, if you can't stand Wilson, I don't know what to tell you. You can't take jokes, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm telling you, I don't give a damn.
I'm telling you, you got everything in drag racing.
And what you gonna be in, sir?
That colors you scared of. I'm gonna put a flat hood on it.
You gonna put a flat hood on there? You gonna give me everything in drag racing to the 8th?
With that pickup. I don't know nothing about my 8th mile. I ain't from down south. I'm from the north. I go out the back door.
Oh. I think you want to get somebody in the back door.
It might be you.
I think you like the back door.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful when you be talking about the back door, man. There's a lot of you guys though. You know what they say? Some holes on the mic. That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who the hoes is. I'm not pointing no fingers or nothing, but, you know, they said some hoes on the mic now. If you fit, you got away.
They be going in that back door.
They say if you freak a woman from the back, you freak a nigga from the back. That's what they told me.
So you can't say the N-word.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know I said that. Ooh, Lordy, have mercy.
Yeah, you ain't on the 1-800 Keep It Real show.
Yeah.
You on the Grudge Inc. show.
I mean a guy. That's what I mean. Freak a girl from the back, you freak a guy from the back.
Hey, my goddamn chemo go to? Because he was on here staring up.
You know chemo got off. You know chemo got off because he ain't the ugliest person on the mic no more. You know, he used to be the ugliest person on the line. But somebody took his place a couple weeks ago when we was on the mic. He said, Skin, is he ugly as me? I said, man, you look 10 times better than him, chemo.
Who is that?
Yeah, Shorty, who is that? That big perm. I hope he's listening, too. He uglier than chemo. Way uglier than chemo. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. So if you go back and listen, he don't got to call me later and say, man, I heard you call me ugly on the mic. Hey, man, it's recorded, man. I don't got to say it twice. Go back and listen to the tape. I ain't going to lie and say I ain't see it. You still all right with me. Everybody wasn't born to be cute.
Everybody wasn't born to be tall.
You right. That's why I'm short. And you tall. And you probably fat. You sound like you fat, whoever that was that said that. You sound like you got a big fat. You got a kid that.
I don't know. You might want to ask somebody you might know.
Hey, man, do y'all have any street cars, man? Y'all done took me from my Easter dinner, man. Y'all had me geeked. Talking about y'all had some street cars, man. Our whole B is responsible. B is owed me some lunch.
Anyway.
B is owed me some lunch and dinner, man. He told me these people talking about street cars, man. No, they ain't. They ain't talking about no grocery getters, man.
They was talking all that 22 stuff and all that.
Yeah, wow. When I got on the mic, they froze up about that 22 shit. I'll break them up from that.
Yeah, you talking about you racing with a drag radio, man. What you talking about?
I will race with a drag radio.
And we on 22, you going to be on the same thing we on, motherfucker.
Yeah, I will be on the same thing you on with the same type of car. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got the same type of car, man. So all I said was I don't want to run no Cutlasses, no cackling cars and all that. But
you bring your car
up
with 22, then. That's what you do. You bring a car.
I don't have no car in the world with no 22. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I don't have one. That's all I was saying. I didn't have one with 22s on it. But Pine them came up here and ran me a car with 22s before.
Yeah,
so
I thought
y'all. Right, so that's all I'm saying. I thought that that's what y'all were talking about, a car like that. You could trick me. It don't got to be the same car. If it got 22s, I'm gonna run it with the you know, I ain't got that Camaro no more, so can't run it with that. I'll run it with my regular car just like that Camaro. My pickup truck is just like that Camaro. I drive it everywhere. With 87 octane in it. When I spray it, I put 93 in it. You like that? Come on. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to race y'all ghost cars, y'all picking on the pickup truck. Come on. Put some 22s on it. But now, if you get something new, you ain't got to have no 22s on it. Go get the Trailblazer, man.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to try to get in touch with him.
That's all I'm saying. That's the only thing that we're going to be able to come up with that you can trick me with. Because you ain't got to have no 22s on that. You can have slicks on the Trailblazer. Just come on.
That sounds good.
So all I'm saying is I'm not limiting to you what you got to have. If Jimbo tell me he want to run me with his Mustang, I'm going to tell him, man, put some 22s on it then. I ain't acting to put 22s on it. He telling me he going to put 22s on it. Put them on there and come on. That's all I said. If anybody got a problem with that, I don't know what to tell him. If Ben say he want to run me with his Mustang and he going to put 22s on it,
By golly, come on. That's all I said. I didn't tell nobody to put no 22s on their car. They around here woofing like that's what they'll put on their car. And I will put my finger right up in their rectum. And make them spit out blood. Or they going to make me spit out blood. One of the two. Show me that they can drive a car with 22s on it. Because I just don't believe it. That's all I'm trying to tell you guys. You guys running around too much. You got 22s and sounds. I want to see you drive it bumping Jay-Z. That's what I want to see.
You going
to
see it.
Because I don't believe it. Well, then guess what? You got a chance to whoop me. So I don't want y'all going around lying on me because this 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL talking about skin told somebody to put some 22s on their car and here run them. Because that ain't what I'm telling you. I'm telling you I don't want no trouble with them cars y'all got. But if you trick, you can trick me if you got a 2006, 7-8 Trailblazer. Now you got me. That's all I'm telling you. You got something in my category. You can trick me with that. You can't trick me with no old-ass car, man, a 1978. You ain't nothing. You ain't got nothing but a 1978. You had to, from 1978 to the year 2013 to work on it. I don't want no trouble. That's all. I almost got the original motor in my car.
They had too much time.
I got the stock transmission that come in my truck. You don't hear me saying all that, but I hear other guys crying. Okay, well, I'm just telling you that proof will tell it all. When you see the truck, you'll see all that. I ain't got none of that.
Oh, man.
Ain't got no lot of bars. I got a truck that I drive it around. It got 18s on it. It got 18s on the back and 17s on the front. And when I come to run, I'm going to put some front runners and slicks on it. And I'm going to turn the air conditioner on and ride around the track with the little hat that I got blowing. I'm going to let the air conditioner blow the hair on my chest because I ain't got none on my head. So all that stuff, man, I mean, I don't know what you guys are saying. Got a flat hood on it, my air conditioner, power windows, everything. I'm going to ride around. Yeah. Get on the scale and all that. Whatever y'all want me to do, skin going to do it. I aim to please. That's all I'm trying to tell you guys. Get something in my category, I'm going to knock your head off. I'm not telling you what you got to have. Put whatever you want to put on your car. 2 turbos, 8 turbo. If you're riding it around and I like what I see, I'm put my thing in you. If I don't like what I see and you tell me you're going to put some 22s on it, now you got me.
Uh-oh.
If you can put some slicks on some 22-inch rims, you got me. That's how I'm going. Now, you should have told me you're going to put some 18s on it. They could have put you some 18-inch drag radios or slicks or whatever, if they got some. I don't know what they got. But you're not just going to be saying anything. You're not going to be saying nothing you ain't got no business saying on this mic, because I'm going to address you. That's all.
Like
none of you punks ain't finna tell me y'all going to tie both of y'all hands behind y'all back and y'all going to whoop me. I just don't believe it. I weigh 140 pounds. Y'all weigh 200 and 300 and 700. Put both your hands behind your back, put some handcuffs on, and come on with me. I just don't believe it. Now, if you know karate, you might whoop me. That's the chance I'm going to take. Come on. Come on.
Let's get down.
That's all I'm saying. You guys act like y'all don't understand nothing I'm saying, man. Come on.
They understand.
Let somebody get some police handcuffs. You can be bigger than Credible Hulk. You can bench 800 pounds. I'm going to box you for all the tea in China if you put some handcuffs on. If you happen to get out the handcuffs and beat my ass, I just got my ass whooped. That's all. Come on. Come on. Y'all know better than that, man. You know they got lightweights, they got heavyweights, they got all that in boxing. You don't see no fucking Mayweather fighting no damn Mike Tyson. That's what y'all trying to do to me. You got the Mike Tyson cars. Y'all want little Mayweather to get on up there. Y'all crazy motherfucker. I don't want no trouble. I got what I got. You don't see me bragging or nothing. That's all I can afford is that little old pickup truck, and I like it. Now, if one of y'all want to buy it, y'all can buy it. Y'all can style and profile if that's what y'all think it is in Detroit. I don't give a damn what you do with it. Come on. Give me $75.
No.
Yeah, now you little ladies want to cry. Stop crying. I'm crying. Hey, and this ain't the singing show.
Kumbaya, my love.
Yay! Yeah, they jealous. These guys jealous, man. They get to singing and shit. They jealous.
So jealous on the mile.
You guys can't even pay for this conversation. Y'all ain't got no money to pay for this shit.
So tell it on the mile.
Yeah, Wayne. You owe me about $40, Wayne, too.
Wayne don't pay.
I know he don't, man, but I just got to tell him he owes. And it's a whole bunch of people don't pay that owe. That's why their cars been refolded and all that shit. They don't want to pay.
Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
What are you talking about race going now, man? We talking about drag racing, man.
Wait. It ain't a motherfucker around here say I owe him a dollar.
Hey, Wayne, you owe me $20, nigga.
Tell me
what,
bud.
Wayne, you owe me $20. Hey, y'all wrong, man. Wayne don't pay no little money, man. He don't owe you if he owe you 20 or 40, man. Y'all
no, Wayne, owe me $20, nigga.
No, you got to wait till you get up to 400. He ain't even pay you. He's not going to pay you that little money. That ain't no money.
No, Wayne pay the little money. He pay the little money. That ain't no problem.
Hey, man. You got to put a couple of people behind.
Hey, Wayne, what's up, baby?
Hey, man, you came out and picked that motherfucker, man.
If Wayne owe you 20, I'm gonna pay it. I'm paying all the shortbread. Wayne
but
paying the loan.
You paying right now then?
Yeah, I'm paying for Wayne.
I'll get my 20 from Wayne another day, but you can pay his debt right now, nigga.
No, I'm gonna pay his debt every time they say he owe them 20. I'm paying it. If y'all add some zeros to it, he'll pay you. That's it and that's all. I don't want to hear nobody talking no shit, or they're going to have to hurt me. I don't want to hear nobody talking about Wayne owe me 20, they want to kill him. Ain't nothing happening. Y'all got to kill me. Because I'm paying all the 20, though.
Ain't nobody messing with Wayne.
That guy ain't going to let y'all kill him for 20. He worth too much to me. Is y'all crazy? Yeah, little boy let me in his trailer and shit, eat his food up and shit, drink his pop shit. Yeah, I don't kill him. Y'all crazy.
Kevin, nigga, stomach full, huh?
Yeah, man, that man give me so motherfucking food, goddammit. I thought my head was going to be big as his when I left the track. Goddamn Wayne said, drink all you can till your stomach bumps. I'm drinking my ass off. Man, it started raining and shit. Wayne gave me an umbrella and shit. I said, where the fuck you get all these umbrellas from? Man, the man had about 17 umbrellas in his motherfucking trailer. I'm trying to tell y'all some good shit. That Wayne, I'm lying on you, huh? Wayne. I'm lying on you, huh, Wayne? Now he don't want to talk. The man had a whole box of beef jerky in the truck, man. Motherfuckers get hungry, they was eating beef jerky and every goddamn thing. Well, they got them Wayne something else, baby. $20? Shit, I owe them $40. The good meal he gave me. Shit. Yeah, look. Yeah, Wayne had a goddamn coat in the truck with money in it. He had a camera in the truck watching the coat, make sure nobody steal $20 out of his pocket and all type of shit. Man, is anybody going to race, though, for real, though? Y'all bullshitting. Is anybody going to do anything?
Damn, everybody got quiet. Ain't nobody on it but you, Skid. Damn.
Man, they know better, man. Only the strong survive. You know they weak.
Skid and rock the goddamn show to sleep tonight with that bullshit.
Hey, man, y'all know them people weak, man. They want to go to sleep. They want somebody to put them to sleep, put a pacifier in their mouth. That's what they want. You acting like they don't like that or something. Like they mad. Like they going to ban the show. They'll be back on here tomorrow if they come on tomorrow. They'll be right back on here. Call Skin, y'all. Call them. They looking for that, man. They want somebody to put them to sleep, man. You know they can't go to sleep, man. All that shooting and shit in Detroit, man. They can't go to sleep unless I talk to them. How they going to go to sleep? They all them bulldozers coming through there locking down the houses and shit, man. They got them all them vacant blocks and shit, man. What the fuck do you mean? only way they're going to go to sleep is talk to me. Shit. They ain't even thinking about it being cold. They ain't got no windows in the house, man. They ain't thinking about it being cold, man. Fuck is you talking about? You know how motherfuckers, if they ain't got nobody to talk to, they be cold in a motherfucker. Man, damn, they done forgot all about the cold, goddammit. They talking to me. What the fuck going on? Y'all think I'm bullshitting. They love this shit, man. They like, please, Ken, don't hang up. Please. Please don't hang up, man. I'm going to start getting chilly. Yeah, it's freezing like a motherfucker. Man, I went through that other day. I didn't even know it was Detroit. Because y'all talking about, man, it's a ghost town through there. They ain't got no entertainment. Won't nobody come there. Jay-Z won't come there and shit. They ain't got no concerts. When the last time you heard of a goddamn concert in Detroit?
Last weekend, Rihanna.
Man, why don't you stop lying, man? A damn helicopter flew through there, man. She ain't goddamn it stopped through there, man. Don't stop lying on Rihanna. She was with me last week. Caller number five, your mic is open. Caller number six, your mic is open. Caller number seven, your mic is open.
Well, look at these jitty bones.
They all trying to find something to whoop you with. They trying to get the guy on the line with the trailblazer.
Man, they don't want no trouble, man. I'm giving them a chance to trick me.
Man, everybody texting them. Hey, man, is the trailblazer ready?
Man, they get a trailblazer, I'm going to go get a trailblazer. I'm going to lock in with them with a trailblazer and a pickup truck. I'm going to get ass a double header.
I don't think they want them troubles.
Yeah, I'm going to get ass a double header. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Trailblazer to trailblazer. Trailblazer to pickup. Fuck.
Like
other
boys done fell off the phone. Or
Biz
must have muted their mic.
Man, them people scared to death. You know they scared.
Oh. Big Steve calling, hold on.
They might be faster than me, but they can't outthink me. Might got faster cars than me, so what? They might have more money than me, so what? I ain't got no damn money. Child support took everything.
That man said you had everything in drag racing with a cutlass. Wow.
He really did something.
He did a whole lot there.
Yeah. Everything in drag racing. I should have taken
it. He probably ain't doing nothing no goddamn way.
3 seconds on the motherfucker.
Everything in drag racing.
Yeah. Let me put this big block in here, then I'm going to do it.
You already got it in there. You said you got an 814?
Yeah, I do got 814, though. I got about three of them things.
Yeah.
Three 814s with two goddamn big-ass cobwebs. Three nitrous systems on me, motherfucker. I'm ready.
You must have one of them Gene Fortin motors.
Yeah, I got one of them, too.
Oh.
I'm thinking about which one I want to put in the pickup truck.
And it's going to fit up underneath the flat hood?
Yeah, man. All you do is got to drop the, however you do that shit. The oil pan is going to be on the ground. Fuck it.
You better not wheel stand it.
I ain't going to wheel stand it, man. I ain't going to go straight as hell.
You know, if they slam down, they're
going to
oil van.
Man, that goddamn pickup truck full chassis, man. They don't want no goddamn trouble, man.
Oh, yeah, it don't wheel fan.
I'm ready, B.
You said you got a 25.1K and you got a 25.1 car.
Yeah. No, I got a 25.0. Ain't no other number. Ain't number 25.
Oh.
25/0. You ever seen a car like that? That means it got zero clearance on the ground. It's touching the ground, goddamn. Yeah, boys don't want no trouble. I do this shit all night. I do this shit in my sleep, man. They couldn't lock in with me in their sleep. They scared to death. They gonna get tricked. Yeah, I hope you boys hear that. Record that. Let your little kids hear. They don't never see another fella like me. I want you boys to remember that. I don't care how old you is, your grandkids, your granddaddies, and everything. They'll never see another guy like me. Never have a woman.
So say bye-bye to the bad guy.
Bye-bye to the bad guy.
Yeah.
Ain't no goddamn way they won't never see nobody like me.
You go back out to the track today?
Who is this?
Will.
Hey, Pizza. Will.
Pizza man.
No, I ain't go out there, Will. I seen enough yesterday. I had a night show yesterday. I talked about who I want to talk about. I buffaloed who I want to buffalo. Shit, I feel good. I ain't have to go today. I feel real good, Will. Will, these boys front, man. I'm going to try these boys. I don't care where they from.
No, they ain't front. That's why they bagged up. You see it quiet.
Yeah, they better bag up. I swear for God, I'm going to give them something the doctor can't cure. Yes, sir. I'm going to get their ass something the doctor can't cure.
That's that broke pocket.
I don't understand these guys, though. These guys got all this goddamn money, and they can't tame me. I can be bald. I ain't nothing but a bum. They can shut me up. Pay me off easy. Man, give me 700. I'm gone, man. I'm going to shut the